Get ready, because Pretty Little Dan, Inc. is ready to give you a jammin' jamboree. Attention all you Mardi Gras party animals. You know that having a Fat Tuesday party without a dando is like the French without the quarter. So PLD, Inc. introduces the latest and the greatest holiday dando. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doodoo Dando Hurricane Edition. This behemoth of a dando is as big as a parade float, kicking in at 6 feet 10 inches wide and a whopping 59 feet long. You know it's as long as one of those big bendy bus thingies. It's a supreme party favor for you and 153 of your closest friends. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doodoo Dando Hurricane Edition comes with 153 oversized self-extending javelins. Everyone at your party will really feel the saints come marching in their assholes. Their Creole holes will never be the same. It also comes with party favors all molded from Dan's sweet buttery sh**. Masks, beads, furry umbrellas, and a live Zydeco band. That's right, we made a living, breathing Zydeco band out of Dan's shit. Order now and also receive a coupon for a $1 off family-sized Cajun chicken meal with red beans and rice with buttery biscuits. When in Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doodoo Dando Hurricane Edition, may cause your guests to have uncontrollable cough, fist, drink, pie, discharge during your jam and jamboree. Another fine product from PLD, Inc.
Okay, what is a Zydeco band?
Actually, I couldn't really give you a proper description. I just know it's basically...
Should I have bleeped it?
No, it's fine. It's just a band that you would find in Cajun country. I don't know exactly what you have to be a Zydeco band. I'll look it up.
Yeah, just a style of Cajun music.
Yeah, it's sort of like you know it when you hear it.
Yeah, a lot of it heavily incorporates the... use of the washboard.
Because when Chloe and Alfie gave me the script, I'm reading it, and I get to that part, I'm going, Zydeco? Zydeco? I had no clue.
No, you got it right.
No, I had to ask him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Zydeco is a musical genre evolved in southwest Louisiana by French Creole speakers, which blends blues, rhythm, and blues. And music indigenous to the Louisiana Creoles and the native people of Louisiana.
Okay.
Usually fast tempo and dominated by the button or piano accordion. And a form of a washboard. See, there you go.
Well, now it's funny to me. I just had to take their word for it because I didn't know what it was.
It's accurate. It fits in with your... Hoodoo, that voodoo theme
that we do
that, yeah, that, so well.
Hurricane Edition.
What made you guys decide to make Mardi Gras Edition wasn't enough? You had to make it a Hurricane Edition.
Well, I come up with the first part, and then Alfie was like, "That's not enough." He goes, "Hurricane Edition." Okay, all right, then that's what we're doing.
What is it, Andrew?
Hey, Russ, man, you got to play that dando again. I almost crapped my pants in my car.
Okay. Cue it back up.
Yeah.
Get ready, because Pretty Little Dan, Inc. is ready to give you a jammin' jamboree. Attention all you Mardi Gras party animals. You know that having a Fat Tuesday party without a Dando is like the French without the quarter. So PLD Inc. introduces the latest and the greatest holiday Dando. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition. This behemoth of a Dando is as big as a parade float, kicking in at 6 feet 10 inches wide and a whopping 59 feet long. You know it's as long as one of those big bendy bus thingies. It's a supreme party favor for you and 153 of your closest friends. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doodoo Dando Hurricane Edition comes with 153 oversized self-extending javelins. Everyone at your party will really feel the Saints come marching in their assholes. Their Creole holes will never be the same. It also comes with party favors all molded from Dan's sweet buttery sh**. Masks, beads, furry umbrellas, and a live Zydeco band. That's right, we made a living, breathing Zydeco band out of Dan's shit. Order now and also receive a coupon for a $1 off family-size Cajun chicken meal with red beans and rice with buttery biscuits. When in the Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doodoo Dando Hurricane Edition, may cause your guests to have uncontrollable cough and cream pie discharge during your jam and jamboree. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
I wasn't even sure if I bleeped everything out because I didn't start cutting the spot till like 2:58.
Oh, Jesus. Man, that's some last second.
Well, then I'm beating on the window, closing here in this studio, and I'm going, Zydeca?
Zydeca?
Hita Sadeca? John Sadeca? So I just had to run on the fly that I got everything bleeped.
Sounds like you got it. And whatever you didn't was said so quickly, it really didn't matter. But really? Javelins?
They wrote it.
You read it.
I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I produced it.
Yes, you
I
did.
I produced it.
Well. Especially for that time frame.
Alfie listened to part of it. He goes, you ain't going to put any music? I went, oh, damn music. What did I use last time? I get to Jambalaya again.
Yeah. And that's a problem whenever you produce these, is that sometimes sort of a hidden joke is the music that you select for it. So there's pressure attached to the music in addition to the read.
Well, I didn't have time to come up with anything cute for this one. That's about as Mardi Gras as you can get is Jambalaya, isn't it?
Here you go. Perfect.
Did I? Oh. Yeah, I can't play this on the air. The raw read.
No.
Maybe I should start putting those on RussMartin.fm too.
If you feel so inclined.
I'm still trying to give them a little extra because I missed so many days in January. Mm-hmm. They paid for a full month. Well, you should get a full month of shows. So I'm just packaging things up and pulling all the 911 calls together, even back from CBS days.
Oh, wow.
Put those in a package. Put those on .fm.
Classic.
Just for the people that paid for January.
Yeah.
Didn't get as much as they paid for a whole month. They got four shows at the most.
They got like seven. Have you put the original Happy the Clown on there?
I don't think so.
I think if you just put that on there and I was a subscriber, I would be giddy.
I actually found, I was going through some old folders, I found my handwritten notes when I wrote Happy the Clown.
Really?
I don't know if it was cool to me.
It means something to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should frame that.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Kenzie, do you even know what we're talking about?
No.
It's too long to play.
Can you play part of it?
I don't know if I've got it on this flash drive. This was a story, happened I think back in 2000 or early 2001.
That'd be the right time frame.
Let me check my flash. Certainly I call it happy. Don't worry, be happy, happy days. I guess I don't.
I remember at one point we had to pull it off of a CD.
Here's Happy the Clown in Spanish. That one didn't go over as well as I had hoped. Yeah, that's right. Alfie had to play it from the other studio. I'll hunt it down for you, Kenzie. But it was just a story in the Dallas Morning News. Story that our newsman at the time missed. Although, it's big headline. Granted, it was on the bottom fold of the newspaper. You know what that means?
Yes, I do. I'm Kenzie, do you know what that means?
Maybe.
Okay. Like when you open
if I was
a news.
Take a guess. Yes.
Well, why don't you guess?
You open the newspaper. Well, yes. The most important one's right there on front.
Right.
Then you open it, and it goes from most importance to least importance.
Well, so it's right underneath the fold when you know how the newspaper's folded.
Yes.
So when you open up the newspaper, it's right underneath
the part that's hard to read because of the crease.
There you go, the crease.
Right.
But the crease story.
It was still in bold font.
Right.
Clown burns to death in mobile home fire.
If there was ever a headline tailor-made for this program,
that would be it.
That's pretty much the king of them.
And this was a legit story, true.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely real.
The guy's name was, I forget.
Melvin
Hall.
Yes, good job. That actually.
And his name was Melvin?
Yeah.
But he entertained children as Happy the Clown. And then his mobile home burnt down.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it was. And somehow, at least in our minds, it became a classic.
Of course.
And it's not just ours. Even my mother, when she knows exactly where she was the first time she
are
heard
you
it.
Shushing me?
No, I'm being serious because
our Happy the Clown was a Kennedy moment for her.
Yeah, because she had never heard the show. I want to say it was, I think it was 2003 when she moved back from to Texas from New Orleans. She was on I-20. She had just gotten into listening range. We were on Best Of, clearly, because it was 2003, and we played Happy the Clown. That was the first bit of the show she had ever heard.
Aww.
And I told her she lucked out.
What do you mean it was Best Of?
It was Best Of that day, and we ran the Happy the Clown segment.
Of course it was. It was 2003.
Right.
Well, we didn't take all of 2003 off.
No, that's what I'm saying. The day she was coming back to Texas, and as soon as she got in range, that was the first thing of the show she heard.
Oh. You mean we were playing it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes we play things, and it's not Best Of.
True.
Like, if we play it again today.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one started. And then somebody else died in a weird fashion. So I went, all right, I'm going to write a sequel. And Happy the Clown was going to be hard to beat. Not trying to be egotistical, but it never, you know. It's not like The Godfather 2.
Yeah, it's difficult, but.
I think the sequel, the guy. He was doing something I think it was a mobile home. His name was Matthew Teets.
Yes, it was. That happened in Marysville, Pennsylvania. 34-year-old Perry County man was crushed to death after his mobile home fell on top of him. When rescuers arrived at the scene, Matthew Teets was still alive. However, he died before crews could free him. Authorities said the victim was working with a friend or relative to reposition the mobile home on concrete blocks.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't secured. Some of those blocks buckled, the home shifted, and fell on the victim's chest and shoulder. The victim was planning to live in the mobile home with his girlfriend, right behind his mother's mobile home.
Oh, my
God. Now, I do have the Matthew Teets eulogy. I obviously can't play all of it. It's almost 8 minutes long. But should we let her hear... I don't think she's really going to get the Happy the Clown. It was just funny to us because...
She'll get it.
It was a horrible story, and we're giggling through the whole thing.
I think you tell the story pretty good, though. It's a good setup and a good execution.
Okay, you just read the setup. Let me see where this picks up.
Friends and neighbors, we are here today to pay tribute to the remains of a man who gave so much to the community for many years. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We are here today to say goodbye to Matthew Teets.
Please. See, I think the script in itself is maybe 2 minutes long.
The laughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're our own worst laugh track.
Yeah. We love you, Teeth. Oh, God.
Can we begin again?
That's right.
We are here today to...
Oh, I'm not starting there again.
Full, very pert. Until the mobile home roof collapsed and turned into two-dimensional. Also killed in the collapse...
Well, there's more.
Were his two chihuahuas, Rip Bumper and Torpedo. Also killed in the collapse were his two chihuahuas, Rip Bumper and Torpedo.
Is this one where his family lived around him?
Yes, yeah, because he was putting this home up right behind his mama's.
Okay. Let's see if I can jump to the end here if I miss it.
Mama Teets next door.
Okay. I'm close then.
To the clothesline out back, hung him with clothespins, again, hoping to save the Shaggy Teets life. Matthew Teets was always close to his family. He lived in a trailer park with his entire family. Mama Teets next door, his sister to the right, behind him his retarded brother, the Hind Teet, and his half-black cousin, Buck Teet.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
3:33, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Get started off Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back in Rosedale Street. And also Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Beach Street. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
The Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Clear skies this evening, 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny again and a bit warmer as we hit a high near 60. Right now, 51. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, I didn't get a chance to read the entire email. I just saw the one from Don Davis that said, January ratings, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alfie's running around giggling about something.
He's been beyond giggling. He's been giggling, and it's sort of like one of those maniacal laughs. It's like, ratings, kind of a thing. It's kind of creepy. He's very excited.
Alfie, do you want to tell me? Because I didn't look at them.
If you want, they're actually right to your left. And
hold on, keep talking.
I think you'll enjoy them.
Tell him what Patrick said when you walked into his office.
I walked into Patrick's office to get these, and I sat down, and he goes, I'm very, very disappointed in these numbers.
Why?
Take a look.
Okay. Did we go up to number one, adults, 2554?
Unfortunately, no. Billy beat us.
Billy the Kid?
Billy the Kid.
I guess I'm going to have to go Buchanan's mama on his ass.
But by how much, Alfie?
By 1/10 of a point.
Okay.
And I think, actually, I think we beat him in the last book.
Yes, we did.
And adults 25-54.
But we were still number two.
We were.
I know, yeah.
Okay, persons 25-54, which is, I guess it's our target. You know, they always go, well, here's your target demo. Here's what you want to shoot for. Well, anybody with ears is a target demo.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, Billy the Kid with a 6.4 rating, or share. Eagle Afternoons, 6.3 share. How does KLTY do so well? They're third place.
Well, if you think about it, they're counter-programming to everything else. They are.
Are there no other Christian stations?
Smaller, but that's the main one. Yeah. It's safe for the whole family.
Maybe we should start playing some damn Christmas. I mean, Christian music.
Mix it up a little bit.
Let's see. Persons 25-54. I'm just looking down. KRLD. Okay. 12th place with a 2.9 share.
That's AM, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. And the Ticket is in 24th place.
What?
24th place.
Ooh.
With a 2 share.
Oh, wait. That's Persons, though.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, the sports stations always, they hyper-focus on the men 25-54.
Well, and let's take a look at Man 25-54.
Okay.
God! Where's the...
One more over.
There.
There, you found it.
All right. God! God!
I'm assuming this is what Alfie is excited about.
God!
You see what I mean? Listen to that.
Leave him alone. Let him be maniacal.
He sounds like he's about to take over the world.
Good.
That or he's going to kill Smurfs.
All right. Men, 25-54. Number one in the afternoons, this show.
Uh-huh.
With an 8.6 share.
Sweet Jeebus.
The number two show in the afternoon is The Wolf with a 4.8 share.
God! God! Thank you. Mother!
Okay, so this is... Did you guys doctor this up?
Not at all.
We've never been that far ahead of anybody.
Patrick handed me those directly off his printer.
Because I looked at it, and I knew we were going to be number one, Men 25-54, so I saw, okay, number one with an 8.6 share, and then you see number two with a 4.8.
I have a theory. I cannot say it on the air.
I'll give you 2 seconds.
That'll work. No?
And we were off a lot in January.
Oh, man. Half that is Alfie just doing traffic.
You mean live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ticket?
Yeah.
Men 25-54, their target demo.
Mm-hmm.
They're in 9th place.
Ooh.
With a 3.4 share. We have an 8.6 share. They have a 3.4. Did I mention an 8.6 share? Damn.
Yeah.
Anybody else you want to know about? I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. This seems like...
Shut up, take it, stop mumbling. What is
Thank
this?
You, I needed that.
What is this next batch?
Those are Persons and Men 1849.
Okay, we'll look at Men 1849. Damn. Men 1849, number one, this show in the afternoon
mm-hmm.
with a 9 share. Number 2 station is KKDA FM
uh-huh.
with a 4.6.
Oh my God. This is starting to feel like one of those basketball games where one team scores 100 and the other team scores like 4. And then it makes national news.
Oh, yeah, then all of a sudden Nielsen it's Nielsen now.
Yeah.
Nielsen bought Arbitron. Nielsen's going to call us. All right, look, at a certain point you have to stop.
Exactly.
Otherwise the other stations are going to feel bad.
That's right.
It's running up the score. I tell you exactly what it was for January. It's all like damn country music.
Oh my God.
It's Merle.
Oh my
it's
God.
It is. I'm with you.
Merle.
Merle, Buck Owens, and a steel guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when we had the steel guitar, but I know damn well Merle was in January.
Yes, well Merle actually started at the end of last year.
Yeah, but we did Merle through January.
Oh,
it's all the damn country music, Jack.
Oh my God.
I agree with Russ.
And not even current country. Old stuff.
Merle and Buck. Thank you.
In person. Now, what I just read was men 18 to 49. Persons. That's women and men. 18 to 49. Billy the Kid beat us first place with a 7.2 share.
Good for him.
We were number 2 with a 6.2 share.
Mm-hmm.
The Wolf behind us with a 5.2 share. Now, let's see. Where did the ticket go? KT something?
TCK.
KT. Well, this is not good news.
No.
Because anytime you have to flip to the second page.
Wow.
As far as the ratings are listed. Okay, I've just missed it then.
And what demo was that again?
Men 1849.
Yeah, they should pop on there somewhere.
They are in 28th place.
Huh?
So it says the afternoons with a 1.5 share.
Did something happen?
Merle.
I know the Merle is mighty, but I'm not quite sure he's that mighty.
Merle?
I don't. It...
Merle Juggernaut.
It is not Merle. It's not like.
Big Juggernaut wheels rolling, Jack.
Oh my God.
That's a damn country music.
It's. Mm-mm.
And Luke.
No.
People love Luke. And Luke is country.
This has nothing to do with Luke Bryan's evil twin, which for whatever reason resides inside of me.
I think it does. Uh-huh. Yeah, that initial man 2554, you look at that. Yeah, I'm going to be a lot harder to get along with.
Time to start making some random demands.
What? What happened? I don't think we've ever had double the lead in any demo.
No, and if I remember...
And it's not just men 2554, it's men 1849 as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have double the lead.
If I remember, I want to say... The show hit like a 13 share in men 18 to 34 back in...
At CBS.
At CBS. But even then, that wasn't double the competition.
Okay. Bottle?
Yeah.
Everybody else on?
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
Yeah, really. We're getting that with just one of us drunk.
What? Oh, yeah. Just imagine if the whole show was drunk.
My God.
Oh, jeez.
Or even just two of us. Oh, man.
Wow. Here, we'll have to play some music while we're drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, hey, that's me.
There you go, Dan.
How you like them numbers, bitch? Come on, girl. Ratings, bitch, shake it for me.
I don't know if you're prepared for that.
Well, I certainly don't have anything. Alfie, did you go back to drinking or not?
Yeah, I drank yesterday, too.
Oh.
I didn't realize he had stopped.
He did when he was on the quote-unquote Atkins diet.
Oh, that was like 2 years ago.
Oh. I don't know if he picked it back up.
Oh, he has.
How good for him. It's the country music.
It
pains me that I had have shunned it for so long.
It's your secret weapon now?
No, I'll burn it just like I do everything else.
Okay, that I would expect.
Take that, consultant.
Oh God! Oh. Don Davis is going to have to, they're going to be calling him being like, what are you doing? And he's going to have to tell them.
Well, he's going to ask me and I'm going to go, I don't know.
Well, he's going to at least have to tell them the secret to the success of the rock station in Dallas is Merle.
We have gathered together. You know what? I'll tell you. Let's see.
Because that's how the corporate thing works with radio stations. They want to, one station is doing really well. Everyone has to, you know, pick up part their ideas. What are you doing?
Here's what we have truly become.
A call goes out for the RMS Mighty Heroes.
Oh my God!
Dumb man. Stupid woman man. Stalker man. Pretty little Dan man. And lonely old man. The RMS Mighty Heroes.
Yeah.
I resisted that for a while, but...
With the Mighty Heroes?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's a poor man's Avengers, but...
Oh, my God.
White trash Avengers?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. I feel like we're sort of on the same parallel as the Toxic Avenger.
I think we could whoop his ass in the afternoons.
Oh yeah, we're a group. He's a green guy with a mop. But anyway, today I will embrace RMS Mighty Hero. My God.
Okay, we got to stop talking about us, or we're not going to be able to hang on to these numbers.
We're not bragging about them. We're as surprised as anybody else.
Well, we've been number one in men for a couple of years. My thinking was, because we never really regained the numbers in the morning when we left CBS, came over here, went to mornings.
Mm-hmm.
We did all right, but I just don't think this is a morning show. This is one of those things of everybody gets out of school and they go hang out and mm-hmm. they smoke cigarette and sit and counting flowers on the wall and
playing solitaire.
Flowers on the wall.
I have no time to explain it to you.
Okay.
But that don't bother me at all.
Nah, I think you're right. Because we were... Once we got to afternoons, we all got happier.
We're watching Captain Kangaroo.
Now, don't tell me. I got nothing to do.
Oh, my God.
And watching.
I'm taking another swig. Making me drink. Happy hour.
Okay. All right. Thank you, listeners.
Could you try to smile when you say it? I don't feel like you're really putting out the effort.
Every time I try... I feel like I need to thank the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the scene out of Wrath of Khan where they're burying Spock.
Oh, okay.
Of all the souls I've encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Look at you selling it.
I can sell it.
I didn't think you couldn't. It was just...
But it's the same thing. For the listeners and the ratings, thank you. As a bonus for the listeners today, I may swear once and not hit the delay.
Now you're just running up the score.
Well, Nielsen hasn't said anything yet.
Yet. After they see those things, letters coming.
Yeah, there'll probably be an investigation. Okay, who forged these f***ing numbers? Alfie, did Patrick say anything else?
Just that he was very disappointed.
Did we get anything for $11.90?
He's going to pull those numbers for me today, and he'll have them by tomorrow.
Oh. Why are those harder to pull?
Because
they're so low?
No.
Takes more paper? Because you have to print all the stations ahead of $11.90?
Yeah.
Because we're not a traditional day part, we're on from 7 to 11, it takes more time to process that.
Okay.
Oh, to run the report?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because with the regular ratings, it's 6 to 10, 10 to 3, 3 to 7, 7 to midnight. I don't even know if overnights is rated. So, yeah, they'll have to extrapolate the numbers and then take 6 o'clock out of our 1190 numbers and add 10 to 11 in so we could get an accurate reading.
That's right. Okay.
I'm going to go on somebody's desk. Is Deidre in today? My general manager?
Oh, I don't know. I know she sent a reply email to one of Don's emails earlier saying, congratulations, everyone. Good job.
Oh, well, I feel better about that. That's certainly enough. You know, forget about the ratings bonus. That'll be enough.
The reply all?
Yeah.
I didn't bother to... Oh, I don't have any morning numbers.
Curious to see how... what time is Mark Davis on? Is it like... It's not 6 to 10. Is it like...
6 to 9? I think it's a three-hour block. I just don't know exactly when he starts.
My guess would be either 7 or 8 o'clock. Because with Mark, who is a premium talent, I'm not being cute.
Right.
You would want to put somebody like that on after the station goes to high power.
Mark is on 7 to 10 a.m.
7 to 10. Okay.
There you go.
I just, not that I want to beat him in the mornings on 1190, but it would be funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We didn't even have to get up. Good. Damn, why aren't we syndicated? Why isn't my bigger? How come I don't have women of all color playing with my balls? As I stare at the ratings.
They just came out.
My balls?
The ratings. Give them 24 hours and then check back with your balls.
Now, have you actually looked at these printed down?
Only Alfie showed me, I think, only two demos.
Just, again, look at them in 2554. Just the shock of seeing number one and number two.
God. Mother. Jesus. Sweet. Monkey. Oh, wow.
What?
Actually, where the ticket is, at ninth with the 3-4, do you see who's right behind him?
We're talking about men 2554.
Yeah,
right?
In the afternoon, men 2554.
Tickets where?
In ninth with a 3.4.
Okay, and who's right behind him?
The fan.
Really?
Yeah, with a 3.3 in tenth.
That's got to be one of the first times they broke 10th place. I mean, yeah, gotten in the top 10.
Yeah. I think it's...
Only took them 6 years.
I think there was... Yeah, it's probably 6 years.
Well, we left the end of 08. We worked enough in December to consider that a whole year, so...
Yeah.
We were gone by 09, so... Yeah, 6 years. Congratulations! We should send them something nice, like a copy of the ratings. Here's something for you to shoot for.
Is it bad that I'm thinking in my head, it's like I actually wouldn't mind emailing Gavin, being like, hey, congratulations, but then it's just going to seem crappy?
Well, for KRLD AM.
Yeah, that is true.
Gavin's really good at news. Picking talent, not so good. Directing talent, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't know because he never told me to do anything. The only instructions I ever got from Gavin was, please stop. Or quit it, the show's over. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
407. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Weather check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75, right at Mockingbird. Got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Royal Lane. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Marsh. Earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic's backed up back from I-35. Let's go to Dallas still. I-35 running Commerce Street. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic goes backed up back to Oaklawn in Fort Worth now. Southbound Loop 820 right at Berry Street. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Lancaster Avenue. Finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Spur 280. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Rosedale Street. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 825 for a shot to win a pair. Win them before you buy them. Tickets to go see Kid Rock at the JEXA on June 23rd. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Bank of Texas. Tonight, clear skies and 35. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 60. Right now, 54. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You know, what's funny is this is a 1 month, what the ratings we've been talking about, this is only for 1 month. This isn't a complete book.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a taste.
But now that we know the secret is country music.
The guy on Facebook.
What?
He found out the secret for us. He said, possible explanation for the kick-ass ratings. You guys are the only non-traditional radio show in all of country music radio.
You're the only country show that plays some rock music. see, we talked about that. That.
I have something else that makes you happy.
All right, then go ahead.
Crying bitches.
Oh, from The Bachelor?
Yup. I knew it was about to get good after last week with the chick who I still think faked her panic attack because she managed to panic attack and faint in a house full of cameras in a hallway where there were no cameras. So anyway, that chick got sent home last week. But last night, so you had 2 hours last night, 3 hours on Sunday.
Am I starting with cut seven?
Actually, you're going to start with cut nine, go in reverse order.
Okay.
So last night was a group date that involved Britt, who was the early front runner from day one. This, you know, this is going to be the chick.
Okay.
And on this group date, there were two other chicks. The other chick got the rose, getting validation from Chris that he wants her to stay. Britt didn't get it, so she decided to make a scene in front of all four of them.
I feel so vulnerable and, like, literally asking you, like, begging for validation and then just to, like, watch you give it to someone else, which I get. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. If you want to give it to her, you're allowed to do that. But it's really hard for me to see that and then be like, so can you choose me too? And then I'll bring you to meet my family, who's, like, everything to it. I'm just, it's really hard for me right now. I don't.
Christ in heaven. If they would just let an older guy on this show, if you could just give me a rose so you can meet my family. I don't want to meet your family. I don't like you. Why make you think I'd like to meet them?
I was kind of hoping that Chris would go that route because he's one of the older bachelors that they've had. I think he's 33.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. Is he actually able to walk?
Surprisingly, yes. But as far as bachelor, bachelorette goes, for the most part, the sweet spot is under 30.
I wonder what it would be like to have some guy on there like me who's not handsome, but... No, it's got to be worse than me. Somebody that's hard up. I'm taking everybody. Somebody like our old sales guy, Steve Hargett.
Oh, God.
All the bitches get roses.
Yeah.
Follow me back to my room with me and my walker.
I guess, how old is Steve? He's like 60?
I don't think he's that old. He just
walks like it.
Well, he had a problem with his hips. He had hip replacement surgery, and then they recalled that hip. Am I lying?
No. And that's what frightens me is every time you say it, I think it sounds made up. But he talked to me about it.
And then while they were in replacing his hip, found out he needed the other hip replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, he started walking around like, nobody's going to get this. Never mind. But yeah, if there were chicks in a bar, it didn't matter. Would you like to screw? Why, yes, I would. I'm Steve Hargett. I know Russ Martin. Although I limp, I'm still the cock of the walkers.
Well done.
Why for the most network? Well, the networks shoot for 25-54.
They do, but what I mean is as far as what they typically put on TV for the cast members.
Like, now, I know, but you could have, you don't want to call it an older bachelor, maybe a
midlife bachelor?
No, because I'm past midlife, unless I'm going to live to be 108.
You're not past midlife.
Yes, I am.
No, stop it. If you're looking at technical midlife, then yeah, you would have to live to be 108. But in the reality of things, what is considered midlife, you're in it. You're not past it.
Well, I think people just use that term, so it you don't feel as... Okay, there's breaking news on Channel 5. 4 car accident. All right, it's at Loop 12, Loop 820 at Ramey, Fort Worth. There you go.
Good.
And they just come up with that term so older guys don't feel... Because if you go, well, he's having a midlife crisis. Well, he's 55. I'm not living past 100. Midlife means midlife.
It does.
For me, midlife probably would have been like 35, which is what you're sneaking up on.
No, I'm dead on it. I'm at 35.
Already?
I know. Crazy, right?
Hmm.
I am not midlife.
My kids, they so fast. Okay, let me go back to this.
All
right. Anyway, my point was going to be, well, you know, I could get a rose so I could let you meet my family. That's why I'd like to be a bachelor, even though, you know, all the chicks would go, this is what we're vying for?
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
This guy.
Take him in, ladies. Take him all in.
I would like a rose. You got $5?
Yes, I have $5. What are you going to do with it?
That's for the rose.
Oh.
That's what I do. I'd sell roses.
Like come in with a vase like one of those guys at a bar?
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to buy a rose for your bachelor friend here?
Me too, and then I'll bring you to meet my family, who's like everything to me. I'm just, it's really hard for me right now. I don't want my husband to see me as like second, third, or fourth down the line, and like, well, I'll come see your family too. I don't know, like.
This was a decision I felt was right tonight. I mean, maybe you feel like you don't want to be here anymore, and that's, I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm picking up right now, but I'm just making.
What would you say to that? I mean, just speaking to me.
What would I say to what?
I don't know. I kind of.
I lost my train of thought. The band started playing.
I'm not sure what I'm picking up right now, but I'm just making.
What would you say to that? I mean, just speaking to me.
What would I say to what?
I don't know. I kind of feel like you're like, if you want to leave, leave. Is that?
No, I'm not sure the position you're trying to put me in right now. I don't quite understand what you're trying to say.
It's only because it's hometown's coming to meet my family. I'm just processing this out loud.
This is a chick who's not getting a rose.
She's not. This is not a rose ceremony. This is just at the end of a group date. Another chick got a rose. This girl was more than likely going to get a rose in the rose ceremony had she not turned into a spoiled snatch.
Okay. So she felt like she wasn't getting a rose, so she needed to sell herself a little harder.
She already had not received the group date rose. The other girl got it. She was mad that she didn't get it because she felt like he should always give her the rose. Otherwise, she feels like she's second fit.
Okay, well, because I don't know the rules. You can get a rose during the group date,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't get a rose, you're not out.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. But she knew she wasn't at the top of the list. Otherwise, she'd have a rose.
For this particular date, yeah.
Well, the next time, bring $5.
No, I'm not sure the position you're trying to put me in right now. I don't quite understand what you're trying to say.
Bad news,
it's
dude.
Only because it's hometown's coming to meet my family. I'm just processing this out loud.
I don't know what else to say.
You're already having... I know people hate it when I stop the audio. You're already having communication problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I've said before, relationships don't start bad and get better. This is all... She should have just kept her yunt shut. And she probably
look at that, you tickled yourself.
You yunta.
I'm stealing that yunt.
What would I say to what?
I don't know. I kind of feel like you're like, if you want to leave, leave. Is that?
No, I'm not sure the position you're trying to put me in right now. I don't quite understand what you're trying to say.
It's only because it's hometown's coming to meet my family. I'm just processing this out loud.
I don't know what else to say. And it's out of respect for Carly and Caitlin. I don't know that this is really a conversation that I can say anything that really makes a difference. I'm looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Good night.
Did she get kicked off this episode?
Cut 8. This is where you fast forward to the rose ceremony.
I know this is out of context, but even I'm confused of why are you bringing up your family? What does your family have to do? First of all, I have to like you, and then I will possibly want to meet your family.
The reason why she's mentioning family is the next episode is the girls taking Chris to meet their families.
Okay, but you ain't got a rose yet.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know what? I'm going to have to watch an episode just so I get the rules down.
I can give them to you pretty basic.
All right.
At this point, if you go on a group date, there's typically one rose to hand out on a group date. If you don't get a rose on that date, you can still get one in the rose ceremony so you're not automatically eliminated.
Okay, so you shouldn't complain
No.
that you didn't get the rose.
Especially because if you complain, you might get your ass sent home.
And that's cut eight?
That would be cut eight.
And this
right before the rose ceremony, instead of waiting for Chris to not give her a rose, she said, can I talk to you for a second? And they go into another room.
And this chick's name is what?
Britt.
The way Carly reacted was what I want in my future.
I understand.
And the way you reacted and disrespected myself and everyone around you is something I don't.
But that's why I wanted to apologize.
For
I understand. I understand. Okay. That's Brett crying.
Yeah, I hear it crying.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not laughing?
No, she's crying.
I don't feel bad for Brett at all. It's fun to watch her squirm. I squirm so much.
I love bitches when I got nothing invested.
I watch her squirm. I squirm so much.
Now the girl, who's the prettiest girl in the room, who's got everything she wants, now knows what it's like to be a normal person.
Is the Brit chick pretty?
Yeah, she's very pretty. She wears too much makeup and dresses like a moron, but she's a cute girl.
I mean, pretty like Tara from Paws in the City. That pretty?
Yeah. The problem is I watched this chick on TV for like 7 weeks, so she's not as attractive as she started out. Because she's two-faced, and that knocks her down in my book.
Oh.
Physically, yes, she is very pretty.
Okay. Stunning pretty? I mean, if one of the girls said, hey, the prettiest girl in the room now knows what it's like to be a human or whatever, a normal person. And I like the way that just that statement in itself, we're all on the Bachelor, which means we're all super women. We're all like Electro Woman and Dinah Girl.
The girl
and
that
now she's been reduced to scrappy do.
That's actually pretty good. The girl that said everything you're talking about is the prettiest girl now knows what it's like to be normal. I like to watch her squirm. She's from Arlington. And she was like one of the truth tellers, which usually gets you sent home pretty quick.
I like her for saying that, but it also shows it's a quality that you don't want. Now she knows what it's like to be a normal person. We're still meta people. We're still superhumans. You're just a bunch of quick whores. You're like a flash. You're a flunt.
And then if you want some good old-fashioned self-loathing, that would be cut seven. Carly, the one from Arlington, who is
the one that
on
just
Brit.
Said, now she knows what it likes to feel normal.
Exactly. She gets sent home, and this is her crying in the limo.
My heart feels completely broken. They didn't want my family to see me happy, and now they won't.
Well, next time, don't date on TV. Not every relationship, just because you've, The Bachelor this time, I know they're all good looking. Mm-hmm. But this guy, up to par with all the other bachelors?
Yeah. And the big twist with him in this season is he's a farmer from Arlington, Iowa. The town's population is like 400. They showed the girls that took a road trip and they drove through the middle of town. It took them 19 seconds to go down Main Street and be out of it. So it's not the typical... You know, we're going to live in L.A. or New York or Dallas or Atlanta.
So this guy still lives in Arlington, wherever?
He lives on his family's land, fourth generation farmer.
Not one of the guys that said, I'm fantastic looking. I will move to Beverly.
No.
Swimming pools, movie stars. I'm going to make my career. I am that fantastic.
No.
He's got to have some type of ego or he wouldn't applied to be on The Bachelor.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, he's going to have some, but as far as all the Bachelors go, he seems, for the most part, pretty down to earth. He's going to stay in Iowa and grow corn. That's his life. Now, granted,
I just won a Bachelor one time. And just tell him, you're not getting a rose. Beg for it all you want. You can offer all types of your sexual treats. You're not getting a rose. If you want one, I'll get you one from 1-800-Flowers. And if anybody's seen the news stories, they'll get that one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. Is there more to this clip?
Yeah,
there's her whining?
Yeah, there's more whining and self-loathing.
Okay. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.434. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. A single traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound Loop 820 right at Ramey Avenue. Still got that accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Meadowbrook Drive. Also, Fort Worth northbound 35W right at Spur 280. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Rosedale Street. Still... Sorry, let's move to Dallas. Southbound 75 right up Mockingbird. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Skillman. There was an accident, or there was an incident blocking the exit ramp there. That has since been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up, though, back from the High 5. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Clear tonight, 35 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 60. And right now, 54. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Is it Cut 7 we were playing?
Yeah, Cut 7. This is Carly from, she's a cruise ship singer from Arlington.
Why is it funny?
I don't know, but
why would you tell that to anybody?
Well, that's her occupation. I give her credit. At least she's got one compared to some of the chicks on last season.
They didn't have anything?
Yeah, it's like instead of an actual occupation, I think one of the chicks had down for her job free spirit.
Oh, my God. She's not.
Swear.
Okay. So the clip we were playing is who?
Carly. After she did not get a rose in the rose ceremony, she's now in the crying limo.
And because this is shot and produced months in advance, she's probably already back home.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she's back out on the high seas.
All right. But see what happens when you deal with a really good-looking guy with an ego. You need an older feller to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Somebody who... No, I'm not buying one.
What?
Nothing.
Who has a Hellcat?
I don't have a Hellcat.
Who's going to have an Hellcat?
Bobby Moorhead, friend of ours.
Uh-huh. Yeah, from Sewell.
Yeah. Sent me an email. I found three in North Texas.
Imagine that.
I sent back, you bastard.
Good for Bobby. Damn. Good job, Bobby.
Three? No kidding.
Look at that. You got options.
Hey, I'm about to graduate. I need a graduation present. Matching.
Matching. Do you even know what we're talking about when we're talking about a Hellcat?
Yes, I do.
So, the video, I pulled it, I played it during one of our commercial breaks just so the people watching the video stream could see it. And I even said this on the air when I was talking to Jerry Reynolds, the car pro, from carprousa.com.
Yes.
Who we locked up his website.
Locked it up good and tight yesterday.
I said with, you know, the Dodge Challenger Hellcat with 707 horsepower, said, I bet that could keep up with a crotch rocket. Somebody sends me a link on YouTube.
Really?
Of the Hellcat drag race and a crotch rocket.
And?
Guess who didn't lose?
So the Hellcat won?
The Hellcat, it's hard to tell because it's a static shot. You just see them take off into the distance.
Okay.
But that motorcycle never pulled ahead of that Hellcat.
That's impressive. Wow. Because I've seen on the highway before one of those bikes get on and decide to let it loose.
That's what they need to issue police departments. The Dallas Police Department Hellcat. We don't need a chase policy.
We just out for a drive.
You just see it says Hellcat on the side. People stop, start beating themselves.
What's the point, sir?
I mean, when you've got cars that can outrun a Bell Jet Ranger helicopter.
My God.
It is really odd to watch it in that video. We'll talk about it later. I'll play it during the next commercial break. So if you're watching on the video stream, you can see it. Okay, we'll just start with Carly.
Carly, cut 7.
After she didn't get her rose.
Yes.
My heart feels completely broken. I didn't want my family to see me happy, and now they won't. They'll see me really sad again, like they always do. So.
What'd she say?
This can be really sad again. They're going to see me really sad again, like they always do.
That means you keep... I'm assuming she goes from bad relationship to bad relationship, keeps getting dumped. Is she pretty?
Yeah, she's a cute girl.
Well, then obviously she's got other problems. It's like Jennifer Aniston. Nobody wants to have babies with her. Brad Pitt. No, I don't have babies. I'm not the father type. Looks up with Angelina Jolie. Can't find enough babies on the planet.
That's right.
All of a sudden, the entire planet is baby Canton world. First Monday, we adopt new baby. So sometimes you got to stop and think what the common denominator is. Yeah. It's like with me. I know what the common denominator is. I'm a hoe. But some of the qualities that I have sometimes override the whole part.
That's right.
So it's always a balance. But if you're vying for a guy with a bunch of other hot chicks, you better not be a problem. You better not be a smart mouth. I don't care what they promise you. This is not going to be on camera. Don't worry about it. Never, ever trust producers of TV shows.
No.
At this point, Dan, do you think that these women who are getting kicked off now, are they all just trying to vie to be the next Bachelorette?
The Brit chick, that's a possibility. Carly, no. She seemed pretty genuine. But you never really know. If you go on this show, to me, you're already suspect.
Just the way she said, oh, they always see me sad, that kind of thing, that seems...
Well, I think that's part of the reason Russ was saying the common denominator with her being single is the fact that she's so negative on herself. No guy wants to be around a chick who can't stand herself. That's mind-numbing.
Anytime somebody uses the term... Nobody ever listens to me. Nobody ever likes my ideas. Well, if everything with you is ultimate, a complete, whatever the other word is.
Finite,
thank you. Then you've got issues. How about you stop and think, okay, why is it I can't hang on to a man? Maybe I'm a...
It's going to be really sad again, like they always do, so... What's new? I think I deserve someone who freaking just loves me for all of me and, like, freaking wants me. Like, why is it so hard to just want me? Like, why? I don't understand. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? Like, I always end up in this exact same place.
What?
Like, I always end up in the exact same place.
Why doesn't anyone want me?
Two reasons. Like, one, the self-loathing. That's got to stop. If you're not happy with you, no one's going to be happy with you. Two, quit saying like. She had a date with Chris a couple weeks ago, and I had to fast forward through it because she was saying like every word like phrase like.
I always end up in the exact same place.
Then this is a time to be introspective. You always end up in the same place. Change things. Like Dan said, maybe stop whining. And I will guarantee you a large sum of pocket change.
All right. I have some.
That every date, normal date that she goes on, you know she talks about her baggage. or ex-boyfriends, or he was never really attentive in these different. You know that always comes up.
Yeah,
I would text him, and all he would respond with is "sure." Why? Who does that? That's so mean.
I asked, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Sure."
What a bastard! I couldn't. So abusive.
There was no smiley face. There was no emoticon. There was nothing. At one time, he sent me an emoticon. I took that as bad.
I asked him if he would meet my parents, and he only said yes. What an a-hole. How can anyone be that cruel?
Are you excited about meeting my parents? He texted back, yes. So I broke it off.
I gotta pee.
You did. You want the trash can?
Maybe.
We would like to watch you pee-pee.
No.
I think we should also, the rating success we've had for years, but even more recently, I think we should give Kenzie credit.
I absolutely agree with that.
Really?
Yes. You've become a big part of the show. People miss you on the days you're not here.
Aww.
People cried when they thought you were going to leave.
That is true. That is sweet. I cried too. But I'm still here.
I know it. Is that a clip from The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know, but it was good crying. Good crying. Like the good sobbing, like body-shaking tears that Britt almost had leave her eyes. Check as an actress. Like, she was like, you heard her. She was like that. There was no tears.
They'd never do this. I like to see the other side of the camera of person in the limo,
mm-hmm.
which is probably one of the producers.
Yep. And you know that.
And you know they're feeding them questions or they're saying, you know, you're such a wonderful person. Why would, what's the guy's name?
Chris.
Why do you think Chris wouldn't choose somebody as wonderful as you? By the way, could you jerk me off? As wonderful as you. You know, they're feeding them something like that. They don't just put them in the limo and turn the camera and go, so what do you think? You know that they play them up. How do you feel being somebody with all these wonderful qualities? How does it make you feel inside to be turned down? I'm so glad you asked. Because it happens every time. And they never pick me regardless of where I go, whether it's like on The Bachelor or speed dating or other places where women get turned down because I don't have anything written.
I even got turned down for 16 and pregnant. I told them I would have gotten pregnant just to be on the show.
I did get pregnant. I had that baby for nothing. I hope the fire department took care of it.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
How badly?
Really bad.
Let us hear you TT in the trash can.
No.
I peed in the studio before.
Many times.
You're a boy.
So? You're a girl. You can sit down.
No. Way easier. Well, wait. I can't sit down. But it's way easier for y'all.
Actually, on a trash
can.
You
can't sit down to pee-pee?
No, I can.
You can sit down in the trash can?
I don't want to.
We'll hold it for you.
Here's some paper.
Oh, my God.
Here's some toilet paper.
No.
I think the trash can would be easier for you than it was
for
us.
How badly do you have to tee-tee?
Badly.
I'm just, well, we can break, huh?
I can hold it.
We can break early if you really need to go.
No, I can hold it. Just stop making me laugh.
Well, I can't guarantee that.
I can hold it.
What you need is a distraction so you don't think about TTing.
Okay.
So what needs to happen is, Dan, you need to count her ribs.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. No.
It happens to everybody,
Kenzie.
Locker club.
You haven't had it happen yet. It's not. No, see.
Calm down.
No. Chloe, you're supposed to be my friend.
I got the other side. Two.
No.
Three.
No.
And she hit the floor.
She still might have peed.
Yeah.
She's got gray sweats on.
Yeah, we'll know.
Oh, wait, I got another angle.
Yeah! That was unfair.
We should get her pants that change colors when she pees.
Some hyper pants.
Don't they have Huggies or something like that that change colors when you go pee-pee?
I think so.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get you some. With women, short of laughing, does anything else, because I think this question came up before, anything else make you want to go tinkle? Be like with guys, you hear water.
Hot water. Isn't that everybody?
How do you know if the water's hot or not?
Wait, right?
Just like, by hearing it.
No, you put your hand in.
No, that's asleep. I'm just saying, are there any anything audio wise that would make you want to go TT with us hearing water?
Mm-hmm.
Does this have to make you go?
No.
Even though you know SpongeBob is probably pissed in it. Nothing like that?
No.
Let's see. So really, I guess with women, it's just making them laugh.
Or straight up tickling.
Yeah. Or scaring.
Well, which do you prefer?
None.
Okay. Do you like my Valley Girl voice?
No.
Uh-oh.
Which button is it? There's so many things on here.
Does that make you laugh?
No.
The Valley Girl? Like, sometimes when I gotta go pepe real bad.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever peed in a Snapple jar?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever peed on a Snapple? How many times have you ever peed in your car?
Oh. Like four.
Like lots of pee or just dribble?
Two large size In-N-Out burger cups on the 101 in L.A. and stuck in dead stop traffic.
Was it the ocean? Was it the fact the Pacific Ocean was there?
No, it was the In-N-Out. Drink cup, the liquid, the drink.
Well, I know that it was a drink, but did the sound of the ocean? The 101 is right there. You know, the Pacific Ocean is off to the left.
Yeah, no, a little bit.
That big water thingy.
I guess it contributed.
What is it, Alfie?
I got a lot of people on hold who have to pee.
Oh, yes, James.
Russ.
Yes.
I got a 40-minute drive home. You got to stop with the water. I got to piss like a Russian racehorse right now.
Why do people always pick Russian horses as far as peeing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they pee a lot.
Huh.
Imagine that.
That's cool.
What was the last time you went to go to the bathroom?
It's been a good hour and a half, and I've chugged two water bottles. Pretty bad.
Yeah,
you playing waterfalls is not helping me out.
Why would you chug two bottles of water and get in a car?
Yeah, why? What is it with you people? It's like that chick that called before the holidays, where I made her piss in her car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about pissing out my window right now.
Are you stopped in traffic?
No, I'm not in traffic. I'm moving pretty steady.
Well, what are you going to do, hit cruise and then just stand out the window?
Yeah, so if you have any viewers that see me pissing out the window, they'll probably call in.
And you'll probably get arrested.
I don't know if pissing out the window is illegal.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
It's considered an emergency.
Exactly.
Amen.
So when the cops pull you over.
Uh-huh. My mom actually got pulled over one time because she didn't let a railroad thing go all the way up.
So she pissed on it?
So bad.
She showed that thing. I'll show you what I think about your safety features.
Yeah, your flashing lights and the guardrail thingy. I'm just going to get out and piss on it. I did that once in New York and got electrified because I didn't know about the third rail. God, my bladder show is empty. I don't think I'll ever have to piss again.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm thirsty.
Hey, y'all. Hey, you, Dan.
Look at all that water he's ingesting.
Oh, my God. So,
God, I wonder how much Kenzie's got in. How much water do you think he got in? A couple of pints?
It was Mountain Dew, and yeah, almost a liter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mountain Dew goes straight through you. Mm-hmm. It's like a urine waterfall.
Over, well over half a liter. I'm looking at it right now.
You're looking at your piss?
No, the
bottle of Mountain Dew? I don't know. Mountain Dew. I think if you keep it in your body too long, it's carcinogenic.
What does that mean?
It means that you'll get some type of uterine cancer.
I think I saw that on WebMD.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Actually, if you don't pee, you could get some sort of UTI.
Shut up, Alfie.
Yeah, don't you want a degree from UTI? They're the ones that run spots overnight during Seinfeld.
Don't you care about your future?
You know you're doing damage to your kidneys.
UTI.
I'm a graduate of UTI. What was the final? I had to piss in my pants.
Girl.
What were we doing?
We were making fun of Carly on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. I bet she would have gotten a rose and got to stay had she pissed.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that definitely would have had her stand out from the remaining women.
Man, there's something just so relaxing in the morning about taking that first pee-pee.
Oh, my God.
That big sigh.
And I feel, and especially if I actually hit the bowl, man, that's really gratifying.
Mm-hmm. Kenzie, when you go TT, does it ever come out like split or zitsy?
No. Can we say P-I-S-S on the radio?
You can, but I like to say pee-pee because it's more of... It's classy.
Okay, well, I'm going to pee-pee on your face in about 2 seconds.
In that instance, pee-pee would be correct. Oh, have you ever measured your stream?
No. No.
You ever peed on a campfire?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That would burn off your...
Yeah, it would.
Your poopy hairs.
Ew. Gross.
Hey, Kenzie, put out the campfire by peeing on it.
Oh my God.
Smell like somebody making fajitas.
Oh my God. That is barbaric.
Peeing on a campfire?
You.
Oh. I can pee on a campfire and not burn off my pubes. You can't do it. You're jealous.
No, I'm good.
You pee on a campfire, you're going to cook your lips.
I peed on a fence once.
Electric fence?
No, wooden one. And
boring.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Let me tell you now. 507, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's start off at Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Ramey Avenue. Still got that accident there. Still blocking the right lane. Traffic is still jacked up back from Meadowbrook Drive. Into South Lake, westbound 114, right at Dove Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages.
Skip it.
In Irving, westbound 114, just before Beltline, got a car fire blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from O'Connor. And finally, in Carrollton, northbound I-35, just after Beltline, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Trailer Park Boys on February 24th at the Majestic, plus some food vouchers and meet and greet, a whole bunch of good stuff. It's all... Details are all on KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather from the Staples Weather Center. Never mind. The Oxygen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight, clear skies.
Is it not from Staples?
No, that's the next one. This is not from the Staples Weather Center. This is just from the regular Weather Center.
Was I mean, this one is not as accurate.
No, it's still accurate.
What was the name of the paper company from The Office?
Dunder Mifflin?
Yeah, make Dunder Mifflin.
From the Dunder Mifflin Weather Center. Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight, clear and 35. Tomorrow, sunny and 60. Right now, it's 54 degrees. 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yo. Did you ask Patrick to print out the morning ratings?
I did. He was gone, but I got Don Davis to print them out, and they're kind of hard to understand. I can bring them into.
No, if they're hard to understand, I don't want to see them.
All right.
Is it in that Sasquatch language?
Kind of.
What is it, some form of Excel that's hard to understand?
He printed out all the day parts together in some weird fashion.
Oh. Well, that's not his fault. They don't have computers in the woods.
Oh, my God. Really surprised we got that.
Me no print all numbers. My keyboard has 4 buttons.
The Spanish Bigfoot.
Texting a bitch. I just curious how everybody else was doing. We're doing well. That's... I think the other thing, especially in this building and back at CBS, we always did well in the ratings. Well, even go as far and be egotistical and say great. But we're also nice to people. We help people move things, pick up furniture, do stuff. I don't care what you've read in The Observer. Nobody's ever seen my contractor and says people were forbidden to stare at me.
Oh, that was my favorite, yeah. You're not supposed to make eye contact with Russ if you see him in the hall.
Yeah, that douche, Richie Witt, who, by the way, my penis has been in your wife's face. Just telling you. he quotes Pugs like Pugs had ever seen my contract. Said, yeah, his contract said that people couldn't stare at him in the hall.
They really said that about you?
Yeah, it was a bit I started.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Any of them would have been able to see my contract.
And they made it out like it was real?
Yeah. And then Richie Witt, who, by the way, my penis has been all over your wife's face, decides to print it in The Observer like, well, all I need is one source. No proof, no nothing, just complete rambling.
Well, no.
That's why you got a podcast begging for money. What?
If I remember, I think in the story he worded it like Pugs said and then used... Pugs' quote. So he's not passing it off as fact. He's left himself as a writer an out. But it's still putting it out there as if this is true. Yeah, well,
Not asking Pugs from Pugs. I don't know what his real name is. Did you ever see his? Or what opportunity did you ever have to see Russ's contract? How would you know? You don't. But then Richie Witt, who was writing with The Observer at the time, who, by the way, my penis has been all over your wife's face. Make her take a polygraph. I guarantee you'll get the results that you don't want. So let me ask you, Richie, how do I taste?
Oh, my God. In your face.
What is it, Dan?
What you did to kids?
Kenzie, you know people have tried to jack me around.
Oh, yeah.
Fired up.
And?
Did you go piss?
Yes.
Who's a good girl? What, Dan?
And I actually told him that was not true.
Did he bother to quote you?
No, he didn't quote me on that.
Okay.
Nobody messes with my Russ.
5 years ago. I guess she's jipped up.
Well, you take a look at everybody that's come up against us, and it's not... Because we're truly a juggernaut. It's they're all stupid. When you have a bunch of stupid people come at a moderately stupid person, you're always going to lose.
What's the saying is don't lower yourself to that level.
I don't know where you're going with it.
Well, there's
but
a
I'm
saying.
Not,
that's
I'm not
like,
saying that you can't. That we're on some type of radio's Mount Olympus, and how dare you challenge me? It's not. I'm on street level. I'm as retarded as anybody else. But how retarded are you to come up against me and you lose and you vanish and nobody ever hears from you again? Ron and Don, Pugs and Kelly, that old smoky guy that used to do afternoons on KZPS back in the aughts. What was his name? Popeye or something? We're not talking about John Dillon. Love John Dillon.
No, he was so much fun to watch walk.
That's why all the carpets. Or the walls were carpeted. Whoever the guy was on in the afternoon.
What? Oh, I remember here. Oh.
He decided one afternoon he was going to mouth off about me, and I was like, all right, dude, you touch me first.
Yeah.
It's on. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. I don't know why Popeye sticks.
It wasn't Magoo, was it?
Yes. That's it.
That's it.
I was close.
You were.
Oh, Magoo.
Magoo?
And then a listener decided, I'm going to start... because I guess Magoo had throat cancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Listener used to go out to Magoo's all of his appearances and taking trees made out of cigarettes.
No.
And I had nothing to do with it.
We got some. No. Oh, we got some jacked up.
Oh, the Magoo guy started it.
Hey,
but my point is,
I understand.
Okay, well then be quiet. My point is, anybody that's come up against us they've all vanished.
And it's not like you've actually done anything in most
no,
instances.
No, they do it to themselves. Like I said, obviously, how far retarded are you down the retarded rung if somebody like me, who's moderately retarded, beat you out? Dan Lewis, look at him. He decides to start bad-mouthing him after he enjoyed years of making a lot of money off this show, including... some weight loss liquid. I forget what it was called.
Body Solutions, I think.
Yeah, that company went belly up.
And then some.
Then he decides he's going to start talking to people. That soul has no show. They just use people and throw them out. No. You just kind of threw yourself out. I'm Dan Lewis. I must have my own talk show. I'm Russ Martin, and I wish you to have one. Then it doesn't work out, blames me. Can't get another job in this market, blames me. Loses a job in it almost every state in the union, blames me. Now he's using a fake name, a Deacon Blue or Deacon Blue, something like that, Steely Dan song. Listeners still find him and pound him. He's going to lose that job too.
Last I heard is that he's in management now.
Well, they'll still get rid of me.
Well,
and I've never asked the listeners to do anything. But God bless you people. All right, that slipped out. But my point is, with the ratings and the fact we've done well, we're also courteous. We're humble. We don't look down on people. We don't. Okay, so we look down on you.
And the last 5 minutes of people.
Yeah, the last 10 minutes.
Well, the people that have badmouthed us.
Yeah.
It's like, I used to do yard work when we were over at CBS because the station wouldn't pay the landscaping company to do it. So I brought out all my stuff and I mowed the yard and I trimmed the trees back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but
am I lying?
No, you're not lying. That is true. However, it didn't help. The image that Russ had was that a lot of people had heard, you're not supposed to stare at him in the hallways. Don't talk to Russ. He's mean old Russ. And you would think, see him out there doing the lawn, like, oh, what a nice gesture. But instead, the people that were already scared were like, man, that dude's really crazy.
Really?
Go figure.
He's got to be some kind of pissed off if he's mowing grass.
That grass ain't even his.
I had an intern come in and go, you know what? Because the trees had overgrown into the parking lot so much. We lost some parking spots because the branches were just too low.
Right.
So I cut them back. And an intern came up and goes, man, I don't know why anybody says any thank you for a parking spot. I just trimmed the trees back. He goes, but nobody else would. Well, I don't mind working. I don't mind helping people, and I help the interns promotions, kids, carry equipment on and off to vehicles. I wasn't looking for credit. It's just it looked heavy, and you walk by somebody carrying something, you help move it.
I saw you do that one of my first couple days here.
Help move something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know I'm not making it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now show me your tits.
Nope.
balance.
Yeah. He's super sweet, and then show me your...
But you never show me them. I still think something's wrong with
There's
one of them.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Is one of them on your hip?
No. They're symmetrical.
A hip teat.
Well, they can be symmetrical, and one could still be on your hip. Do you have a hip teat?
That's... No.
That's got to be a long-ass bra.
I do not have a hip teat. I do not.
Where is it? Is it on the side someplace?
They're in this normal spot.
Well, I don't know what normal is for you.
We're normal.
Your teats, as far as I know, could be on your ass.
The normal for the average woman.
All right. All I know is if somebody challenged me that, well, there's something wrong with your penis, I'd show them.
Okay. No, wait. I don't think you would.
Really?
Was that dumb?
For you.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, man. I tell you what. Ask Dan if he's ever seen my penis.
Dan?
Yes.
How many
Lots.
Times?
But, in my defense, most of it was over different holidays.
Okay.
I would dress it up in different outfits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
For Halloween, I put little wings on the head. It was Batman.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I dressed it up as Mr. Peanut once. Mm-hmm. Getting that monocle to stick in there hurt.
Mm-hmm. Columbo.
Columbo, where I put a raincoat on it and gave it a floaty glass eye.
That was pretty solid. I couldn't even be mad at that photo. I was like, okay, that's actually really creative. The rest of it, appalling. That one, good job.
Great.
And it's hard to dress it up and then keep it, you know, in business mode.
Right.
When you're giggling because you're taking a picture of your penis dressed like Mr. Peanut or Columbo.
Or you're attaching a googly eye.
One year I got lazy and I just dressed it up as a penis.
Jumped out from behind a wall. Guess what I am?
I'm Mr. Peterhead. I put ears on the side of it.
Big lips.
Even though it's a white one.
Jesus.
Uh-uh. Make me follow that.
Alfie, did you get rid of all the people that had a pee on the phone?
Yeah, they all dropped off.
Why were they? What are they calling about? I can't help them with their bladders.
But they see you as a contributing factor to their needing to pee.
You're the one that left work or wherever you came from. You're the one that left without peeing, and you knew you were going to sit in traffic. There's no magic. There are no surprises. Oh, I'm going to have all this liquid, and then I'm going to leave work, and then traffic will be clear, and I'll be able to go home and pee.
Yeah.
You know, sitting in traffic, you're going to have to pee.
Sometimes you don't have to pee before you leave work.
Well, I'm telling you now, before anything start, I told you, pee before we leave. How many were women?
At least two were women.
The other were guys?
Yeah, one of them was a guy.
Oh. See, I think guys would be easier to make them piss in their own car.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would think it'd be easier to the woman to do it unwillingly. I think a guy, though, would just be like, I just got to go. And then he just, you know, pulls a bottle or a cup out.
Yeah, with a chick, unless she's carrying really one of those wide mouth mason jars.
Uh-huh. Or like a spittoon.
That would work.
Mm-hmm.
They just flash on you? You could carry a spittoon?
Yeah. Don't ever pee in a hard hat, though, because hard hats have holes in them.
You mean a construction hard hat?
Mm-hmm.
Why were you peeing in a hard hat?
I was little and I had to go.
I was in a construction zone and they told me it was dangerous unless I pissed in this hard hat.
I don't have.
I don't ever want to drive your car for any reason.
Why?
I was going to say ride, but chances are you don't piss in the passenger seat. You know you pissed in your car.
I did.
Okay.
At Rockstar, this past Rockstar.
A Rockstar drink.
Rockstar Energy Festival in the parking lot.
You pissed in the car.
Not just like on the car, but.
Next to it?
On the fender? On the tire?
No, like in like a.
The mirror?
Fried chicken bucket?
In the glove box. In an envelope?
This is live radio.
Yeah.
I just said that. And I'm 23.
What did you pee in?
I peed in like a bag.
Well, a jack in the box? Antenna balls? No. Did you pee on a car antenna?
No. I had to go so bad. I couldn't make it. I was so far away from any civilization.
This is the concert where you were on stage with either me or Chloe introducing bands, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just pee your pants? Nobody's going to know.
Yes, they would.
It dries.
I had just gotten there.
So it's nasty.
No, I couldn't do that. I had to come
just if anybody looks
plan.
At it, you go, I told her she had a big butt. And I'm still in my nasty pee pants.
I just say it's sweat. I sweat a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Singers have done it on stage before.
I got a big, hairy, sweaty pussy.
No, that was my first time on stage. No way.
Well, then that's your excuse. You were nervous.
No. I had to come up with a plan.
I always sweat at my pussy.
Oh, my God.
I have hypohidrosis.
That's disgusting.
Well,
hyper.
Get a what? Hyperhidrosis? Mm-hmm. I have hyperhidrosis.
I'm sorry, but I don't have that.
Well, sounds like somebody does. Get a band roll on.
I do not have that. I have a small bladder problem.
Well, then get a bigger one. Get bladder implants.
Good tip.
Or get like one of those overflow things that cars have on the radiators.
Oh, my God.
You okay?
Yeah, I got it down.
Barely.
Let's do that.
You know, they do make a jacket. It's like a long overcoat that's got a funnel in it. That was on some inventor show.
I think that's meant for alcoholics so they can drink. I don't think that's meant to pee in.
No, you put the funnel there, and then it runs a tube down. There's this bag that catches it. I'm Google it. And you can pee on the go.
I've already been talked to by HR about my Googling.
Now, there is, we talked about this, this early days at CBS. The early aughts of a thing that you put over your female hoo-ha that is shaped like a man's thingy, but it kind of has a funnel where it fits over your hoo-ha.
Oh.
And so you're able to go tinkle standing up.
I've heard of that.
You should get one of those. That way you can pee in the trash can.
No.
Is that the Whizinator?
Possibly.
That or the sheeness.
That might have been it.
Yeah, I'd feel funny about ordering a sheeness.
But you'd be fine with the Whizinator?
I think we just discovered a way to raise money for the foundation.
You want to pee on people?
If I pee in the trash can with the Whizinator.
People pay a lot for that.
I don't want to ask which you're talking about, Chloe.
No,
I think you might be right.
Nothing shown.
Right.
Me peeing standing up. I'm so sorry, Mother.
Does your mother pee standing up?
No, but this is happening right now, and I just said that. I'd do that, and I'm not going to do that.
Hmm. For some reason, that almost sounds like a superhero. What was the name of that Sheena?
There was She-Ra.
The
Sheena, that was Xena, the warrior princess.
Yeah, you could be Sheena, the warrior princess. Look at me, I'm Kenzie. For my birthday, they gave me a so now I could be like humans. I could be on campfires. Mm-hmm. I could be standing up. I could even write my name if I knew what the letters were in the snow.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.538, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, my man, is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Traffic starting to suck out there. Weather's starting to be crap, too. We'll start off from Fort Worth. Southbound Loop 820 right at Martin Street. Got it. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Ramey Avenue. Also, southbound Loop 820 at Ramey Avenue. That's the song. Forget it. If you're stuck in traffic, it sucks for you. Call number 9. 214-787-1971 is a pair of tickets. Go see the Stars. Stick on the Anaheim Ducks at the AAC. Call now. 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Tonight, clear and 35. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 60. Right now, 53. And 97 won the Eagle.
Asshole. A thoroughly contemptible, irritating, detestable person. Association with them places one in the most miserable and undesirable environment. See also
The Russ Martin Show on 97 won the Eagle.
KEGL, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What was it during the break? Kinsey asked me, and I went, no. They use the old tube ones.
Oh, what was the damn question? It was like the big old heavy, or the damn it.
I'm talking about the billboards, and she saw a
picture. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the video stream, there is, I can bring it up, Kinsey.
Okay.
A picture.
It's all laugh.
Get a nice we'll just.
Keep on going. Moving on.
Let's all laugh at the Kenzie.
Mm-hmm.
The picture on the video stream right now is of one of the 1190 billboards, which is my name on it. I thought Rodney bought all of them, but obviously Clear Channel decided, well, we got a few boards in the middle of nowhere. We'll give to Russ.
We got a couple of blank spaces.
Yeah, so it'll say 1190. What does it say? More Russ Martin morning, 7 to 11.
Gotcha.
And that picture, which is high quality, I don't know what kind of phone Officer Lonnie has, but he took it, sent it to me. I enhanced it a little bit, put the clouds behind it. And Kinsey goes, that's from a telephone? What kind of phone does he have? Does he have, like, the digital one? Well, no, he's got one of the old tube telephones.
That was it.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I meant.
It's about the size of, Samsonite luggage. But I really don't. Even when I took his text, because he sent it to me via text.
Right.
And I took the picture and emailed it to myself, it was even too big for the display on my laptop. So I don't know what kind of phone he's using.
He called in last week. He just said it was, I think he said iPhone 6, didn't he?
I guess.
I don't remember.
But the dimensions were greater than 1920 by 1080, which is HD.
Right.
So I was shocked. Anyway, that's when Kenzie asked, well, what kind of fun does it have? Does it have, like, the digital one? No, it's got tubes. Once in a while, he's got to go by Radio Shack and check the tubes and see if they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
And he better hurry, because they're going bankrupt.
Yep. Better do that fast. May I actually want to consider upgrading?
One of Officer Lonnie's coworkers emailed me and said he was all over the news. I didn't see it. All over the news this past weekend because there was a shooting someplace in the mid-cities. And I emailed back to the officer that sent me the email. I went, who got shot? I never heard anything back.
Hmm.
So I think they said he was dealing with the PIO, public information officer, as well as just an officer.
That would make sense. Meaning that would be why he would be all over the news.
But I didn't see any stories, and I never got a response back of who got shot. So since there wasn't any big news story, I just assume we're cool.
Yeah. Well, that you would think, I mean, he stands out. If he was on TV, it's going to say, you know, Officer Lonnie, and then that voice. Yeah, it's unmistakable.
Well, yeah, and I've seen a picture of him, and he's a good-looking man.
Actually, I haven't. I mean, I don't even know what he looks like.
Alfie showed me one night after the show. I forgot. How'd you find his picture?
It was something in relation to when the Super Bowl came to town.
Oh.
That's right.
Damn it.
Yeah, but Ted, yeah, man. Yeah, Super Bowl was coming to town, and they wanted to know where to have the game.
God.
They asked me because they have it on my penis.
Oh, my God.
I said, sure enough. That's all right. Rangers are playing on their head. There's plenty of room for you guys to have the rest of the game on the other end.
Oh, my God.
Because it's huge.
Where were we going with this?
Officer Lonnie.
Yeah.
I found the story. I didn't make the connection when I saw it briefly in the news. This was dated Valentine's Day, so Saturday. A prisoner being transported through DFW Airport's Terminal C was shot by the deputy accompanying him after an altercation Friday night. That's according to airport spokesman David Magana. The suspect, identified as Brent Taft, was trying to escape from deputies while waiting for a connecting flight. Taft was being taken from Utah back to Tulsa and was escorted to the restroom by two Tulsa deputies.
And that's when I said, shoot him. They got no time to wait for that man to pee. It's time to transport your ass. I'm Officer Lonnie. I gotta get back on the road. I gotta make men envious and women wet. So what else happened to the perp?
Taft assaulted one deputy in a restroom near...
I tell you who he didn't assault.
Who?
Officer Lonnie.
That's true, it wasn't him.
Because I had sick my canine penis on him.
Hang on, that still may have played a factor. Assaulted one deputy in a restroom in the terminal, and the officers shot Taft in the hand. The deputies had taken off the prisoner's handcuffs to allow him to go to the bathroom. Taft fled the restroom and ran from the secure departure area of the terminal to the public side.
And that's when I turned my canine penis loose on him.
Before
I
he
looked
was...
down at my pants, I zipped it away. Get him, boy.
And he was apprehended by the deputies. One deputy was hit in the face multiple times during the altercation.
As an accident, sometimes my penis gets excited.
Both he and Taft were transported to Parkland.
So no officers were shot?
No. McGanna said it's not unusual for prisoners to be transported through the airport's terminals, but could not say how frequently it occurs. Saturday, the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office released the names of the deputies involved. One was Deputy John Wirtz, 29. The other, who chased down and tackled Taft, 53-year-old Susan Nye. Been with the department since 93. I don't see anything about Officer Lonnie.
That's because I was just dealing with public information.
Oh, okay.
I normally don't like my name to be out in the media. I like to be undercover. I let my penis do the talking.
Oh, my God.
sometimes, just for grins, I go hang out at the DFW airport and have my penis block a runway. Even though I don't work nowhere near the area, it's always funny to me to have them say, American Airlines 622, go round. Officer Lonnie is taking a piss.
It's diverting air traffic.
Sometimes I'll stand up next to the air traffic controller tower and rub my balls until they get hard and block their view. And then the air traffic controller's got to call all the aircraft and go, ATC can't see nothing. You're going to have to buzz the tower to let us know you're close.
I wonder if Officer Lonnie ever, how often I should say, he thinks, why did I ever call in to that show?
Because he's a good man. And he knows we respect police and fire. And if it came down to it, he knows that if a bullet was coming or Russ was in between, Russ would hit the ground. But Russ would still be there to write a check to my family. Officer Lonnie loves Russ. I say that because you know he ain't going to call in and say it himself.
It took him a good 3 years or so to finally...
I got a change for something. I have to go back to my little weenie white self.
He's really called... God, I even feel shrunken. He's called before and not wanted to be on the air?
Yeah, for about 3 years prior to the first time he was on air.
I never knew that.
He always called in with inside info, but every time I'd ask him, hey, you want to go on air with this? He'll say, nah, forget it. You just tell him.
Oh, man, I ain't got to go on there. I don't need no credit. I'm a peace officer. I'm sworn to protect, serve, and pleasure.
I don't know what it says in whatever municipality he works, but if it doesn't say that on the side of his car, at some point, it's a tragedy.
Oh, I had it painted on. I went over to Earl Shive, and I went paint on underneath that to protect, serve, and pleasure. And I will every time. Just the women know.
Oh.
Men, they always get a ticket.
How'd you finally convince him to come on?
Something, I don't remember what the topic was, but he finally just said, just kind of acquiesced and said, all right, just put me on.
As long as you don't make me see, I acquiesce. I don't know what that means. Does that mean having sex underwater?
I am still, to this day, after 35 years now in radio, still surprised to the people that will put up with me, us. Truly. Hand of my savior. And not just stupid people.
Mm-mm.
That plenty of, it's easy to make stupid people laugh. That's why Hee Haw was on for 20 years. But you've got intelligent people like Dr. Fetner. Although he found a room full of people he could finger on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Powers' attorney, Everett Newton, is in Mensa, or was in Mensa.
He's one of the few
people. I think he got so smart, they kicked him out of Mensa.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we don't like him. He's too smart.
Yeah, IQ is too high. We're going to have to kick you out. You can no longer be in Mensa. Mayor Price.
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth, listener, long before I knew it.
And not just her, but Mayor Rawlings.
I don't think he was a listener.
He still likes us.
He likes us because we respect him, and he knows that we know if we get too mouthy, things are going to happen.
Right.
And he won't say what things. He'll just say those things.
Right. Also, I mean, and before he was mayor, he was the CEO of Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he didn't know who we were. My point is, there are a lot of intelligent people. Not to slam the rest of you idiots, but a lot of intelligent people that listen to the show that surprise me. What?
They're not all idiots.
I'd say all idiots. I said not the rest of rest of you idiots.
I'm sure they feel so
plus
much
most
better.
Idiots don't know they are idiots. It's like I've always said about white trash. My fear is people don't know where they're white trash, and I am.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's the guy that's like, yeah, he's talking to you, idiot.
I'm going to run down my window so these other idiots can hear. Listen to this. Smattle the Radio's talking to you. Boom. She ain't nothing but a fool.
Doesn't stun anybody else?
No.
Somebody as intelligent as Captain Howard.
No, it absolutely does. Actually, never mind.
Lieutenant Lavender with the Dallas Fire Department.
He loves you.
Who? Lavender?
Yeah.
I love me some Lieutenant Denzel.
We know.
Because every time I watch the movie Flight, when they flip the aircraft over, all right, we've lost control of the rear part of the aircraft. We're going to have to fly inverted. I see Lieutenant Denzel in that, Lieutenant Lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why I like the movie. Because the co-pilot is a pussy.
We're going to do what?
We're going to fly inverted. Shut up.
Engine's on fire.
Yeah. Put it out.
Just calm and cool.
Yeah.
The right engine's on fire.
Put it out. Have you seen the movie yet?
I've seen, yes.
And that's as cool as Lieutenant Denzel Washington is in the movie.
Well, the road engine's on fire.
Put it out. And I always see Lieutenant Denzel Lavender, whatever his name is, Joel.
Yeah, it's hard to get switched up. Lieutenant Denzel Lavender.
So how do you know he loves me?
He said so on many occasions.
Came out to the white trash party just to see you, just to hang out for a few
minutes.
Yeah,
and I felt bad about that because I was really sick that night, and I saw him. He was dressed, and I don't mean pimp dressed like I'm going to put out a fire. He was nice dressed.
Yeah, for like a four. It was that night was a fire chief's meeting that he had to go to.
So he left that to come and hang out with a bunch of white trash.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He made a point. He said, I wasn't going to miss this night. At least come by to say hi.
I found the birth. Let's see. I don't know what year this is. I think this was this last year. He wished me happy birthday. So in 2014, just to let you know, this is not best of.
No.
Oh, Rusty. I understand it's your birthday. And you know Lieutenant Denzel loves Rusty's birthday. Fine as you are, in a masculine sort of way. But on the real, Russ, man, you've been an asset to, what you and your foundation do for our firefighters is beyond what words can say. I really wish you the best for your birthday and many, many more. Lieutenant Denzel, peace out.
Guess I got to fly inverted now.
I was telling Chloe and Alfie after the show one day, and then I'm done with this, of how fortunate we are that we got people in high positions, we got friends in high places that like us, that tolerate us.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Rawlings, Mayor Price, Mayor Cluck, not so much.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of.
Well, I don't know if he is or not. We've never had him on. Maybe we should make that put that on our Cluckett list. I get knuckles.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
602, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alvin Coyes and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Russ Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's start off in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Martin Street. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Lancaster Avenue. In Louisville, northbound I-35, right at FM 1171, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Get this. Traffic is jacked up all the way back from Medical District. It's at least an hour and a half delay through it. That's miles and miles and miles. Don't even bother. Let's see. Also in Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at the Bush, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Frankfort Road. And Irving, westbound 114, just before Beltline, got a car fire there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back from 183. And finally, in Richardson, southbound 75, right at Beltline Road, Got an accident blocking the Main Street. Traffic there is backed up back from Renner Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Account Temps. Clear skies and 35 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 60. Right now, 48 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Big-hearted, possessing inexplicable humane qualities with a strong, unselfish compassion for homeless and abused animals. Qualities include supporting public guardian.
I don't like that one.
Closet homo,
yeah.
A person who prefers members of the same sex, then conceals those desires for fear of persecution, exclusion, or embarrassment. See also
The Russ Martin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle.
We're back to The Russ Martin Show.
Claude, when is Mardi Gras?
Today's Fat Tuesday. Everything's happening today. Today's
I didn't know that.
The last day.
Oh, well, then we have to play this again.
Get ready, because Pretty Little Dan, Inc. is ready to give you a jammin' jamboree. Attention all you Mardi Gras party animals. You know that having a Fat Tuesday party without a dando is like the French without the quarter. So PLD, Inc. introduces the latest and the greatest holiday dando. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition. This behemoth of a dando is as big as a parade float, kicking in at 6 feet 10 inches wide and a whopping 59 feet long. You know it's as long as one of those big bendy bus thingies. It's a supreme party favorite.
Did you guys mean an articulated bus?
Yes, but if you look it up on Wikipedia, one of the additional listed names is bendy bus.
Okay.
It's true.
Well, when I looked at the copy, it said big bend bus, a big bendy bus. I just know this is an articulating bus.
Yeah, I've heard it referred to as an accordion bus.
Also, fire trucks. I'm not sure, you know, when they have the rear end requires the second driver. I think that's called articulating.
Yes, it is.
I sure would hate to be on the rear end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Man, I done passed the engine. I saw one going up.
That awkward moment.
You're driving the rear end, and you start to pass the front, and you go, what are you guys doing?
Hey, there's Fred.
Yeah. Isn't that the rear end of our fire engine?
I thought that was back end Fred.
I saw one of the long Dallas Fire and Rescue trucks come across Spring Valley and then going up the service road at the tollway going south. And the guy driving the rear end of the truck.
Oh, no.
Man, that looked like a fireman rodeo. He was just hanging on. I felt bad for him. Man, I get fined every time I pass the engine. I wonder what happens if radar clocks me faster than the fire truck.
Yeah, how does that work?
Can we get two tickets? I'm sorry, back to the Dando spot.
No.
Get ready, because Pretty Little Dan, Inc. is ready to give you a jammin' jamboree. Attention all you Mardi Gras party animals. You know that having a Fat Tuesday party without a dando is like the French without the quarter. So PLD, Inc. introduces the latest and the greatest holiday dando. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition. This behemoth of a dando is as big as a parade float, kicking in at 6 feet 10 inches wide and a whopping 59 feet long. You know it's as long as one of those big bendy bus thingies. It's a supreme party favor for you and 153 of your closest friends. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition comes with 153 oversized self-extending javelins. Everyone at your party will really feel the saints come marching in their assholes. Their Creole holes will never be the same. It also comes with party favors all molded from Dan's sweet buttery
Mask needs furry umbrellas and a live Zydeco band. That's right. We made a living, breathing Zydeco band out of Dan's. Order now and also receive a coupon for a $1 off family size Cajun chicken meal with red beans and rice with buttery biscuits. When in the Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition, because you guessed, have uncontrollable coughs, creep by discharge, bring your jam and tambourine. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Captain Howard's on line one for you.
Is he mad?
Not at all.
Oh.
So that's how he tricks you.
Yes, my captain.
What's going on, Russ?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Hey, I heard you talking the other day about you're going to sing a little country at the White Trash Party. I got a guitar for you, and then you can sing with it, you can play it, then you can sell it.
What kind is it?
It's a Fender acoustic. It's red, white, and blue, and it's signed by some guy, Toby Keith. No, I'm not familiar with country.
I know Brian Keith.
Yeah. I know Benny Keith. He runs the beer place there in
Yeah, if it was signed by Benny Keith, that would be worth something.
Right. But it's Toby Keith. Maybe you could sing Silver Wings.
Huh?
That's a Merle Haggard song.
I just know the Moving On.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a few months. You could learn it.
What is you mean a few months for the White Trash Party or a few months to live?
For the White Trash
Party. Well, you're commander of SWAT, so with you.
Right.
Where did you end up getting that?
It was given to me when I was doing our memorial. Somebody gave it to me to raise funds. I didn't use it. So I need to go to a good cause.
Do you play guitar?
No. I can play the drums.
Like how what? Did you know that, Dan?
He's mentioned that to me before.
Right. Like pretty well?
No, I'm probably better than Kenzie.
Captain! Can you play longer than 30 seconds?
Yes.
Then he's better than Kenzie.
Yeah.
Would you be in on playing setting in a couple of numbers at the White Trash Party?
Sure, if you make it something simple. I mean, I don't want to do, you know, Def Leppard or anything. I play with one arm, but I would do, you know, a normal song. Maybe some Elvis, something easy. I don't do it every day.
Something to where you could shoot somebody between drum hits if you needed to?
Absolutely. I mean, that really, you know, that really kind of sets the stage when you shoot somebody.
No, that clears the stage.
Okay.
That I would, you know, I'd love to auction off the guitar. I don't want to play it and ruin it. Right. Chloe and I have ruined enough guitars.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if it'd ruin it. I'm not a big guitar person, so I don't know whether that makes it worth more or worth less.
Probably, you know? If I didn't touch it, it would be worth more.
Right.
If it's Toby Keith. Right. Does it look like the old Buck Owens guitar?
It's real close. It's the red, white, and blue acoustic. You see him when he's playing for the troops. It's that guitar.
Okay.
It's a nice guitar.
All right. Where are you off to now that you're retired?
Well, I was teaching today down at Navarro College, you know, helping out there. And, you know, just doing a couple other things, working, doing some stuff for DeSoto, just doing stuff. Really kind of miss being able to, you know, shoot, eat, but, you know, I'll find a way.
I shall miss legally shooting people. you're relatively young. I don't understand why you retired early.
I had enough of their
stuff.
You can't believe me there. Yeah, stuff. We'll just say stuff.
Well, let me ask you this: would you consider being chief of a smaller police department?
I would consider it. Like, say, I'm working for a smaller department now. I do grants and some administrative stuff for them. It's kind of fun.
You just don't. To me, you don't seem like somebody that would totally retire from law enforcement. If they said, all right, how about we made you chief of Garland?
Well, I don't know. I've never really taken steroids, so I don't know if I could really go out there.
Dang.
That'd be a stretch.
Okay.
Maybe Mesquite. If Pleasant Grove had a police department, I could do that.
Uh-uh.
Now, Pleasant Grove is part of Dallas.
Right, I know, but if they had their own department, like it had the station right there at Lake June and Masters, I could do that. I could see that.
Hang on, Lake June, Masters. Isn't there a high school near there?
I think so.
Did you grow up? How do you know that area so well?
That's where I worked as a patrolman when I was at the, in patrol at the sheriff's department.
Oh.
I think Samuel's, what, is that a six-year high school or seven?
For me, it was eight.
Okay, well, there you go. You were an overachiever.
Well, aren't you the legal asshole? All right, yeah, hang on to the guitar. We'll take it, boss.
Okay, I'll bring it up there the next week or so.
All right.
Find a way up there.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, sir.
Be careful.
All right. Bye-bye. Captain Howard, formerly of the Dallas Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm. Now in the business, not taking no stuff.
I like how he's got something for every city. It's like he had something to say
earlier. I'm doing something for DeSoto, then I had to go out to Navarro and teach the Indians about drinking.
Oh, my God.
I went out to Comanche Peak, head-butted it just to make sure it was still up to par.
Yep, this'll do.
Yeah. Nuclear power plant, it'll hold up to me. It's all right. I did paint a couple of great big nipples on the top of the towers.
I stood in between them and went.
I motorboated Comanche Peak. I'm a motorboating son of a bitch. I had a special assignment in White Settlement I can't tell you about. I didn't know he played drums. Why didn't you tell me that?
I think he told me at the White Trash Party.
Just in case our drummer stroked out?
Maybe. And that's why I didn't think to tell you until now. He told me at the White Trash Party.
I think Captain Howard's been on the show long enough. Listeners would want to see him at the White Trash Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they'd like to hear Officer Lonnie sing baritone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way, then we can throw in some Oak Ridge Boy songs. We'd have to explain to him it's safe.
Why wouldn't it be safe?
He didn't seem to want to do the what line did I give him?
The oh, mow, mow.
Now, he did the papa, ooh, papa, ooh, papa, oh. Mow, mow.
Yeah.
I think that's from Elvira. The other one is bop.
Yeah. I need this.
Mm-hmm.
Bop. Really? On? Off?
Ba-ba, ba-ba.
That's a Bobby Sue.
Gotcha.
That's all the baritone guy does.
Mm-hmm. Ba-ba, ba-ba.
And he's pointing at the chicks in the audience the entire time. Ain't singing. Rest of the, is it the right band, Oak Ridge Boys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're singing their harmonies and whatever, and he's just standing there over on the far stage right, pointing at chicks. I'm bassing. I'm baritone. Watch this.
Ba-ba, ba-ba.
Then he's done.
Equal cut. Give him my money.
Oom, papa, mow, mow.
Perfect. See, with this processor, you don't even need him.
I'd rather have him.
That's, I don't know. This processor, people always email. What are you using to do all those different voices?
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot.
This is a Digitech something.
I think it was like $500, $600. It does like 2,000-3,000 effects. We use it for two.
Oom, papa, mow, mow.
And then little Russ.
Mm-hmm. And it's...
But it does a pitch correction on the fly,
mm-hmm.
which I probably should learn to use. All right, there's a setting for harmonies in case you want to make it sound like four other five people are singing with you, matching harmonies. But we don't use it for that.
Oom, papa, mow, mow.
Still money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sure wish I knew how this worked. But I think it's paid for itself being Officer Lonnie. Because there's no way I could ever hit that pitch on my own. Oh, man, it sure is lonely driving around in this car all day with my great big But luckily, I could ride in the HOV lane because I put a hat on it.
A hat.
Put a hat and a pair of sunglasses on it and carry it around. Kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, only not. You want to do news?
Sure.
Must be Officer Lonnie's day off. Normally he calls in, chews my ass right about now.
Maybe he sent you a text.
Do you know something I don't?
No, I'm just... I don't know. Maybe he's gotten shy.
Yeah, he sounds like a shy man. Nope, I see no text from Officer Lonnie.
All right, then you're good. Or he's just waiting next to your car later.
I ain't got to wait by nobody's car. I just leave my penis waiting there. My canine penis.
Hiding behind the driver's seat, waiting for you to get in.
You get in your car, all of a sudden you hear. That's my penis. And it can sniff you out for anything. Weed, methamphetamines, mm-hmm. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Menthol.
Did we get this far before?
We played the sounder, but so far we're ahead.
Okay.
6:20. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. Birthdays today, Joseph Gordon-Levitt turns 34. Paris Hilton is a whore, and she's 34. Jason Ritter, John Ritter's son, is 35. Actor Jerry O'Connell, 41. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day is 43. Denise Richards is 44. Director Michael Bay is 50. Legend Michael Jordan turns 52. Also turning 52, Larry the Cable Guy. Lou Diamond Phillips, who Russ interviewed once back in the day, he turns 53.
Who is it that, it's totally off the side, Larry the Cable Guy?
Uh-huh.
He does a commercial for an antacid.
I can't remember if it's, is it Prilosec? I think it's Prilosec.
Yeah, OTC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, where he's doing the donuts in the monster truck.
Yeah. Nobody say anything. I tried a new over-the-counter antacid.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work at all. It's not Prevacid. It's not Prilosec. Those two work. This one was on sale. Just, Alfie, keep a running total. I'm curious. I'm not going to say the name, but this one has been absolutely useless. It's like I've been on a soup kick.
Yeah.
So, what?
It's you and your kicks.
And it...
Before soup, it was 7-Eleven pizzas.
And this is supposed to be... It's more immediate than Prilosec or whatever the other one is.
Prevacid, I think you said.
Yeah. That was you have to take a few days in advance, builds up in your system. This one's supposed to be a little quicker. It's useless. I even took a picture of the bottle and sent it to Chloe and Alfie because all of us have antacid or acid reflux.
Right.
I went, don't even waste your cash. I'm just curious how many other people have run across this because this product... is absolutely a waste. And Alfie would like to take your calls right now at 214-787.
Yeah, he's
thank pissed. You. I always like drum beats in between. 787, what's the number?
1971.
Yes. I don't have to talk to him on the air. Just keep a running tally. But it's new, or relatively new, name brand. So it's not like, Antony's antacid. Well, we take acid reflux and we f*** it up.
Yeah. Not Burt's antacid.
No, I just couldn't. Sorry, I've been thinking about that for a few days.
Yeah, remember that in all caps. This stuff is effing useless.
Yeah. This stuff is f***ing I even took that along with some Rolaids and some Tums and some baking powder or soda or whatever. And it was just, it's almost like it worked against everything. And I still had acid and or I still had acid reflux and couldn't sleep.
Jeez.
Luckily, I finally vomited, got it all out of my system.
Oh, see? It's a happy ending.
Yeah, sometimes your brain's got to take control.
I told you, listen to me.
Uh-oh.
Man, I don't want to vomit.
But you got acid, and that new stuff ain't working. Mm.
Can I just sit here and drink cold water?
I ain't gonna get rid of it. Mm-mm. I just gonna spread the acid out.
Could I sit up straight?
Nope.
Is there anything else I can do?
I like vomit.
I don't like vomit.
I'm fond of it. So does your stomach. Give your stomach a nice workout. You don't want your stomach to atrophy.
But it hurts when I vomit.
I know.
Can I have some Pepto?
Nope. Out of the questions. Out of my hands. Stomach's in control now. About to vomit. In 3, 2.
Please don't count it down.
Ignition sequence start.
Then your brain just starts giggling.
Yeah.
You sound funny when you vomit.
Hey, go stand in front of the mirror while you vomit. So I can see what you...
Yeah, you look stupid when you vomit. I'm going to make you vomit again. Go back, get back in front of the mirror. Get in front of the mirror.
Get back in front of the mirror.
You don't get back in front of the mirror, I'm going to make you do it twice. Put your hand down. Put the hand down. Now vomit. Eat something else.
That's one of those few things you would not want to be a snapshot of your life.
No.
Of you puking.
Mm-mm.
Although as I've gotten older, I'm not as afraid of it.
So you finally...
I'm not embracing it like Merle Haggard.
No. Well, it's probably because you've realized that when you throw up, it's beneficial. There's a reason for it. It in the end, makes you feel better.
But that night when I was having the bad acid reflux,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I finally yacked, got everything out of my system, that it went away. Even though this new wonderful product gets into your system within a half an hour wasn't working. And you ever had acid and reflux?
A couple of times, as far as like bad acid reflux. I've had just sort of general indigestion, but...
Indigestion? Man, that baby
Yeah.
Acid reflux comes all the way up your throat and kind of sets there.
Yep, I've had that. But only a couple of times.
Oh. And there's nothing you can't go to sleep. Sitting up, laying sideways, standing on your head, swinging from a chandelier.
Yeah, ain't gonna help.
It's like it gets so bad, it's like... Man, I would swallow right now if it would get rid of this.
I don't think I would. I think I'd let it burn.
Then you've never had it bad. And I don't know if it runs in my family or just the fact that I drink. Maybe I've got an ulcer. But my dad, his truck always had empty wrappers or Rolaids all over the dashboard. Rolaids and BC powder packets. Daddy, what are those for? Those are for headaches. Your kids give me headaches. Farron Young said, take BC powder, come back strong. Okay. Albie, you get a consensus on the phone yet?
Not really. People are kind of all over the place. Yours did get named a few times, though.
All right, so you know what mine is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to slam the company just because... Very seldom will I slam companies. 1-800-Flowers, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made the news.
Yes, they did.
But just because it didn't work for me doesn't mean it doesn't work.
That's true.
But even doubling up on the dosage, nothing. And it's not like I ate, you know, had a Mexican dinner with a real Mexican in it. Do you have the acid reflux?
There's too much lime juice.
Okay. You got time for one story, and then we break.
Okay. And there is one more birthday we need to mention today. That is Mary Bruce. She turns 85 today.
Do I need to guess?
You'll never get it. It's Kenzie's grandma.
Wow.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Granny.
She alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
That's a fair question. My grandma was 85 when she died a little while ago.
Wow, guys. Wow.
Well, but I'm sure, you know, grandma, what do you call her?
Granny.
Granny?
Uh-huh.
You don't have a special name like Nana?
It's a granny.
Nana Boo Boo.
The granny is the special name.
Granny what?
That is the special name.
Just granny.
What's her name?
Mary Bruce.
But granny.
Granny Mary.
Granny Mary, yeah.
Just granny.
You don't call her Granny Mary?
No.
What if both your grannies are around? How do you discern?
I only have one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
No, it's...
So you just got granny?
Yes.
Oh.
I never met the other one.
Is she married?
No.
No.
What?
Stop it.
She listens every day to the show.
Double no.
Granny Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Granny Mary.
Russell!
Oh, no.
Don't you do it.
What?
Don't act innocent. You know you.
She might like some action.
No.
Oh.
Granny Mary.
Oh, God.
Tell you how long. Wouldn't you like a...
No, she wouldn't.
A younger
no.
man?
No! Russ!
I will unstrap any support devices
no,
you that
can.
You...
What? This is your fault? Oh, hell!
Any support devices that you own.
I'm off. I can't do anything.
Is she able? Is she up, walking around? She cool, healthy, everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Turn the volume knob to the left, Granny. To the left.
You'll leave the volume knob where it is. I will take you, and I will give you ultimate pleasure in the back seat of your Oldsmobile. Because I know you have one. And as a special treat, I will allow you to leave your teeth in.
Oh, my God.
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
All right, starting again. This is Dan's fault.
Why is it my fault? What did I do?
Because, let me get through traffic, and then I'll explain the rest of this. I don't like this one. Club, pick another traffic thing.
Something classical.
Classical?
Yeah, classic rock.
Oh, well, the breeze is kind of classic. You like Van Halen?
Of course, yeah.
All right, let's go with this. 6:40, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Let's get started off from Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Martin Street. Still got that accident. Why? No, it's not. I got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic that is backed up back from Lancaster Avenue. This same accident causing a delay on southbound 287 back from Goldbarger Street. In Louisville, northbound I-35, right at FM 1171, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still completely screwed up all the way back from the medical district. Good luck driving through that 45-minute delay. In DeKalb, southbound I-35, right at the Bush, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Frankfurt Road. An accident. Richardson, northbound 75, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from the High 5. Finally, in Plano, northbound 75, right at the Bush. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Arapahoe. Just a George W. Yep. Never miss a moment of the show. by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Clear and 35 tonight, sunny and 60 tomorrow. Right now, 45. The 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it, Kenzie?
I just love every time you play that bumper because you and me are like jamming and you went boom at Dan and Dan didn't even know it.
Dan didn't pay attention to me.
Mm-hmm. And it was
you're
funny.
You're talking about the video stream.
Yes, I feel like that's our bonding moment. Is that song?
You mean do it again?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
If nothing else, you can't ever just say we rest on our laurels.
No, we do not.
We always try and expand.
Mm-hmm.
We threw in the video stream.
Yep.
And it's not just one camera shoved up in a corner with bad lighting.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like the webcam I had back in 2000.
Or the kind that Mark Davis has. That Channel 47.
Which I assume is the same one that I had back in 2000.
I'm surprised because the setup we've got is expensive. It's not as expensive as maybe the Dish Nation situation, whatever they do, because I think they actually have real cameramen in there.
Yeah.
Our cameras are locked down, but we've got a good 10, 12 grand invested in it. We try not to focus on it too much because I've always said, anytime you throw webcams in, you start playing to the video audience, you don't really describe things to the radio audience, and then all of a sudden, you got no audience.
Right.
Because without the radio platform, the video is useless. So you really have to just stay completely focused on the audio aspect.
Completely?
Yeah. You want me to do the Aerosmith again?
Yeah. Hey, I got the video in covered. Y'all can count on this one.
I think we've done enough. Although Kenzie got a text from her granny.
Oh yeah, Grady Mary.
Yeah, Granny Mary during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Is she mad?
No.
What'd she say?
She loved it. She said she was thinking about calling you and taking you up on your offer, LOL.
Oh, and I'm LOL. I'll take I'll lick it out loud.
Why did I do that? I'm gonna throw up.
What's the matter? Don't you want your grandma to have a good time?
Oh my God, she.
I'll lick that out loud.
Doesn't need a wheelchair nor a cane.
Good for her. So she's in good shape. She get up, move around. She walk every day.
Yep.
Pretty sure that's code for DTF.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Granny, down to f***. Was she listening? Obviously, she couldn't have been listening before you started interning with us.
I think she had heard it a couple times, but no, not. I mean, she listens every. Because me.
I'd listened a couple of times. I don't really enjoy that show. They talk about old people in a nasty fashion. My teeth aren't always in a glass next to the bed.
Oh.
Sometimes I put them in my vagina to scare my lover.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
And then when he's down there and he's ready to do the oral, mm-hmm. I'm going, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
How often do you see your granny?
Pretty often. About a couple times a month. A bunch of times a month.
She have a boyfriend? I think you said she didn't.
No. But she lives with my grandfather still.
Oh, he's alive?
Mm-hmm. 93.
Well, then she has a husband.
No, they're divorced.
But they live together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I could pull me a three-way.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you?
No, that one blindsided me.
Yeah. It did for Granny and Grandpa, too.
Yeah.
Pull me a menage a colostomy.
Oh, my God. I hate you today.
Yeah, I remember my first menage a trois back in the 40s.
Was it right after the war?
It was right before Japan attacked Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow, okay.
So everybody was in a good mood. It was early December of 1941. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
1941. I was pulling a train on the Terry Dorsey Orchestra. Terry Dorsey? I mean, Tommy Dorsey.
Damn it.
Thought that was intentional.
No. I knew I'd confuse it too. So she's not. Seriously, I would like to talk to her because think about the changes I've seen in my life mm-hmm. being 54. I mean, the advent of the internet, HDTV. I mean, nothing really as life changing as the mass production of the automobile. I mean, I've seen improvements over technology that already existed.
Right.
Whereas communications, you know, as far as internet goes, well, it's still kind of just an improvement over a telephone and satellite communications. I've grown up with that.
Mm-hmm.
But with her, I mean,
she probably, odds are, when she was a child, they had no home phone.
1930 was when she was born.
So, yeah, we didn't have no home phone.
The 30s?
Now is she candy crushing it?
You know what? She is. She got her first iPhone not too long ago, and she is using it like a champ.
I do. I love Candy Crush. I wish I knew what that was. Is it like those Angry Birds? Because I killed all those Oh, you make fun of me when I feed you out in the park. But now you're mad about something.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going to kill you. And now I've realized there's porn for old people.
What?
Oh. I don't know if it's necessarily for old people. Or if it just happens to have old people.
There seem to be old people into porn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost on it. Give me a second.
I see your wheels turning.
The pre-depression Latinas?
Oh, my God.
I mean, some of this is far back even for me.
Oh, yeah. That's some hard pulls.
I have to go. Something important has come up. Don't ask me what it is, because I've written nothing.
Okay.
But love you, Kenzie.
Granny, love you.
Granny Mary says bye-bye.
Love you, Granny.
All right.
Bye.
Nothing.
The Dust Bowl Latinas.
comedy bit. Oh, look. Here it's comes fun. Somebody laughing. No, that's a tumbleweed.
Into the gapes of wrath.
We did not even have, you know, forget about electricity and batteries.
Really? Like,
well, vibrators, they were all run by donkeys. And they were still hooked up.
Oh, God.
Oh, look down upon me now. Well, you got your vibrators that are battery powered and you've got the Bluetooth and everything else. We can have sex with somebody, you know, from coast to coast. Our vibrators were made out of wood. Are still attached to the donkey. You're not going to help a sister out with a punchline, are you?
Well, if the donkey ever got tired, then you should go ride a horse for a while.
What kind of horse? I messed around with horses for a while. The donkey's had it going on.
Just get out while you can.
The donkeys were hung.
Well, I'm sure they were.
The donkeys had their own band.
Oh, what was the band called?
DWA.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Six 58. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, and the check on traffic. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Starting off in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, just at Martin Street. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from Lancaster Avenue. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at the bush, got an accident there. It's also in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up back from Frankfort Road. And in Plano, northbound 75, right at the bush, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from the High 5, about a 15-minute delay through it. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Def Leppard at the JEXA. On she might do that. She might be down on August 21st at the JEXA. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Clear skies tonight, 35 for a low. Sunny and 60 tomorrow. Right now, it is 43 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
Big-hearted, possessing inexplicable humane qualities with a strong, unselfish compassion for homeless and abused animals. Qualities include supporting public guardians who courageously serve and protect our families. See also The Russ Martin Show from 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. Other than Kenzie's grandmother being DTF.
Mm-hmm. Other than. I cannot wait to hear what you say next.
Yeah.
Well, we should have some news stories. Did we get to any of them?
No.
We got birthdays.
We did. That's how we got to DTF Granny.
Oh. She's 85?
Yes.
What'd you get her?
I haven't bought her gift yet.
But you knew the day was coming.
Yeah, I know. I suck. Okay?
Do you not love her?
Of course I love her.
Are you thinking the fact that this is her 85th? What's the point in getting her more gifts? She's already had 85 of them?
Absolutely not. Go ahead.
Is she lucid?
No. Not at all. Wait. What does lucid mean? Wait. Yes, she is. No, she's not. Oh, maybe. Sometimes. Only on the weekends?
Think about it.
Lucid. Lucid. Is that a positive or a negative thing?
It's when you can see through something.
No, that's translucent. Hey, I got you.
Yeah, he's been gotten.
Yeah.
You got me now.
Is it lucid, like...
She's aware of everything that's going on. She has no really mental illnesses. She's totally cognizant of everyday activities.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then why don't you let me take her out?
Okay.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah, go for it.
Because I want to show her a good time.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to hear about it.
Why not? Don't you want your grandmother to have a good time?
Sure, but I don't need to know.
Well, I will chew on that gato. Oh.
Okay, that's enough.
We will make love in the comfort of her safety bath. Kenzie just fell down. Anybody else see that?
Yeah.
I mean, she really fell down.
No, no, just,
I'm okay.
It's like someone else in the family needs a safety bath.
Sounds like your grandmother's in better condition than you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
I love having sex in this safety bath. There are those bars to hold. Oh, you can do them in different positions. Position she probably learned in the Korean War as Bangkok Betty.
Really?
I will tongue every liver spot she owns.
Oh, too far.
And for foreplay, I will take her to Luby's. Where she can chew. She can. Dude, we better have these ratings from today laminated because I don't think we're going to hang on to these. Take her to Luby's for foreplay. She can get the Luann platter. And if she wants, I will pre-chew her food for her. And then feed her like a mama bird. Oh. Una. Hang on one less. Una paloma de mamacita. Bird. There's bird and there's mom in there someplace. Do you not think she would enjoy this evening of love making with their foreplay at the Luby's?
The Luby's maybe, but she has teeth. So you don't need to pre-chew the food.
Some women enjoy that.
You're gonna have to ask her on that one.
Do you think she, with those teeth, she could chew the dead skin cells off my ball sack?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Too much?
Too far.
Too soon. She's 85. I don't know when too soon he is. I could take her to a nice Italian restaurant and rub her nipples with turkey tetrazzini. No?
We're all keeping our heads down.
No, you're keeping your heads down. I'm trying to...
Oh, no!
I'm trying to appease your grandmama. A woman who has earned pleasure in the waning years of her life. There's no reason she should not have the big orgasm. And I will give her one. There'll be nothing left but a shadow of her vagina on the ground. So, Tell me how much you love being on this show, Kenzie.
Oh, I love it. I really do love it.
I just made love to your grandmama.
Yeah, I know. And that was very uncomfortable for me, but...
I'm sure she enjoyed it.
I'm used to it by now. So, I love the show. Wait, I'm used to him saying stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable.
I was going to say, I think he's just getting started to making love to Granny.
Oh.
Do you think you could have Grandmama call me?
I will ask her.
Ask her now. Text her. Text her on that device that she uses with radio tubes.
Okay.
I must speak with your abuela.
You know she's not Spanish, right?
I do not care. She would love to have a Hispanic man.
Okay.
Tell her if she enjoys an evening with me, there's something special in it for her.
Okay.
I will give her a plate job with the lid of a crock pot.
What?
That way she can see how the stew is made.
Oh my God.
Oh, don't get pious on me now.
That's just nasty.
All right, you want me to show you the ratings again?
Sure.
Men 25-54. Who's number one in the afternoon?
We are.
With an 8.6 share. Number two.
I like your little T-Rex arm there.
Well, I was trying to give you a clue. Or a chick with a clue, which it would be a clunt. What? Second place is the wolf in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. So you're doing like a wolf?
That's a bear. See? When he does that, it's a bear.
Shut up. This is a bear. This is a wolf.
They're the...
It's not the same. Go home and practice in front of a mirror. We're number one with an 8.6 share.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the wolf with a 4.8 share.
Oh.
And something that nobody else has pointed out. All these stations underneath us, and this is not a brag, but it is they're playing somebody else's work. They're playing music that somebody else has done.
That's true.
Day in, day out. Every day, we have to create at least one new something. I mean, we rely on old bits, but every day is like a brand new sitcom. Television, what do? Oh, let's do 22 new shows in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then we're spent. We got to do something every day for 4 hours. And now that 4 hours, we talk over an average of 3 hours and 10 minutes. Nobody appreciates that. Screw that music.
We appreciate it.
Well, we do because we do it.
Yeah.
But people, like, you know, no offense.
I hope he don't watch the stream.
Should I rephrase?
No, that's good.
No offense to Don Davis.
Oh, yeah, that'll, yeah.
Who knows that you have to test music, see if it's going to do well.
Mm.
But writing new stuff every day, 5 days a week, and talking for 15 hours? Over 15 hours. Like, nobody appreciates it. You want to start walking into board meetings up around the station and just go, hey! If one more person uses the word synergy one more time... Say synergy one more damn time.
I dare you.
I dare you, mother. Say synergy one more damn time. What language is that?
Synergy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I just shot flock of seagulls. See, that's the thing that they don't get is everybody else underneath us. Again, not Brian. Short of the ticket, they come up with new, they're all talk.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't rely on music. What is KESN?
That's ESPN.
Okay. No music.
Yep.
Everybody else? Music. Oh, what do I got to do? Oh, I got to play, you know, 12 songs in a row. Then I got to talk for 45 seconds. Oh, how the am I going to fill that day?
Yeah, coming up, a triple shot of Luke Bryan.
Oh, we're going to get the iron out or lead out or whatever the they get out certain days. Nobody appreciates the fact that we come in here and get drunk and talk for 4 hours.
While others are looking ahead on their music log and planning out their show and thinking, how am I ever going to fill up that 45-second song intro? That's forever.
What piece of trivia can I come up with about Susie and the Banshees? There's got to be something. There's got to be a backstory on Rock Lobster. Or maybe, you know, the way they shot the video for Groove Is in the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Kenzie.
No.
So if you want, I could meet up with your grandmama, your abuela. And I could load up with Metamucil and give her a plate job like she's never seen.
Oh, my God.
You know what that plate job is?
You know, I've been told, but I'm still a tad bit confused.
I will turn the mics off and tell you briefly.
The clear thing, right?
You'll never be
all day clear plate. Over your face.
Okay, I got that part.
And then the person above you.
Oh, wow, I had that mixed up.
With what?
Oh, my.
How do you mix that up?
That way they can see the frosty come out of the machine.
I thought it was the... I'm going to stop.
Do you think she would like that?
No, I don't think anyone in their right mind would.
There are many people who enjoy plate jobs.
Well, that is...
Roy Clark is one.
Yeah. He loved him so much, he had his own line of plates.
That's true.
Commemorative.
Yeah, they're Roy Clark plates.
Is he a singer?
Roy Clark? Yeah. He was Roy Clark, Buck Owens, Hee-Haw. I'm sorry, I said it in a French way.
You made it sound classy.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
He really did?
He had their Roy Clark plates. I don't know if they ever specifically used them for plate jobs.
But when you have that many plates, you just assume.
Oh, I thought that's why he made the plates.
No. It wasn't until Luke Bryan came along where he gave Roy Clark a plate job on...
Le hee haw? On a crock pot lid?
I gotta give you your Luke Bryan lines.
Man, I don't remember it.
I'll tell you off the air. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. That was funny.
So what did you do?
There was this one time I saw Buck Owens.
That's Roy Clark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You hugged Buck Owens' corpse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I dug up Buck.
Oh, mother.
Yeah, that's what it was. I dug up Buck.
And hugged him.
And I gave him a hug.
Hugged his bones real good.
A good tight. And then...
I gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate.
Thank you.
And listeners are the car screaming it.
David, listeners know that line.
Yeah.
You gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate. How hard is that to remember?
Man, I'm a busy guy. I can't remember everything.
And their car screaming.
So let me make love to your grandmama.
I don't see why not.
I think she would enjoy it. And just to be on the safe side, I will do the pull-out method.
Yeah. Really?
And then I will shoot all over her belly.
Okay. Easy.
Or if you want,
She
and I can do it doggy style on the plastic-covered furniture. And that would... Let's see, what would that sound like? It would sound like this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, make it sound. I'm going to win. I'm going
to win. So, for more information on the Russ Martin Show...
Leave me out of this, please.
Go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the audio and video archives of the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanielMariner.com.
I went.
I don't think Twitter.com. And don't find and follow us on social media. You would just regret that. But for more information on the Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. He's excited about that. And then over on 1190, Talk Radio 1190, their website, 1190talkradio.com. Also excited to be next, Rodney Anderson.
Okay. Bye.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.